Dove Go Fresh deodorant and energizing grapefruit and lemongrass scent with matching body mist, plus three other fresh scents.
Development that could have serious national security implications. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Cyber spies could disrupt our country's electrical grid. The Wall Street Journal quotes unnamed national security officials who say the system has been penetrated by software that could be triggered during a crisis or war. The officials say the spies come from Russia, China, and elsewhere.
China is one of a number of countries pushing active cyber espionage programs.
CBS's Bob Orr has reported on the concern about the growing cyber threat posed by China. This is all very costly. Just in the last 6 months, the Pentagon has spent $100 million on cyber fixes. Nick?
Well, pirates are at it again, this time hijacking a 17,000-ton cargo ship with an American crew off the coast of Somalia. Michael Storgard is with a Danish company that owns the vessel.
It's a U.S. flag vessel with a crew of 20 U.S. nationals. And it's owned and operated by Maersk Line Limited in the U.S.
This is the sixth ship to be seized by pirates within a week. 2 days after the killer Italian earthquake, heavy equipment is plowing through the mountains of rubble left behind. At least 250 people are dead. There are remarkable tales of survival, too. CBS's Alan Pizzi has one of them from L'Aquila.
The 98-year-old woman who was pulled from the rubble in a village near here told rescuers she passed her time doing her crochet work, and then astonishingly, before she was taken to the hospital, she asked for a comb. It brings a whole new meaning to what the Italians call bella figura. Presenting a good image.
The Vatican has announced this morning that Pope Benedict will visit the quake region soon. Two more deadly shooting incidents, the 8th and 9th, in just under a month in Temecula, California. One person is dead and at least four others wounded in an attack on a church retreat. In Priceville, Alabama, a man killed his estranged wife, their daughter, and two other relatives before committing suicide. A published report says Uncle Sam is going to provide bailout money to financially strapped life insurance companies. The Wall Street Journal quotes people close to the plan who say it will be announced within the next several days. What would happen if the companies didn't get the money? University of Maryland economist Peter Morisi.
The rating agencies would downgrade them. They would have to then raise additional capital to back up their promises. And in the circumstances they're in, that would be very onerous.
A new job survey shows that a surprising number of people who've lost their jobs are bouncing back.
As we all know, it's a difficult situation, but half the people who have been laid off in the past 3 months have found jobs.
Richard Castellini of CareerBuilder.com says, if you're in search of a job, get creative and stay at it.
People have to devote 5 hours of your day to search for a job, checking online listening, talking to recruiters, joining social networking sites. Use all the resources to your advantage.
Well, Tonight Show host Jay Leno got off the couch in Los Angeles and moved to the Detroit suburb of Auburn Hills last night. The comedian says his free show was a way of doing something positive for an area badly bruised by the recession.
Maybe you're having a hard time and you're not getting out of your house and you start to feel a little isolated. So you come down and you meet 20,000 other people who have the exact same problem you have, and you realize, hey, you're not alone in the world.
And CBS's Jim Krasula says another man is doing what he can.
It's how restaurant owner Matt Rafferty is eating away at Michigan's gloomy economy funk.
What I did is had people come in, have a meal, and give me whatever they could afford to give me.
The name your price idea at Rafferty's suburban Detroit diner has been so popular, people have been lined out the door. Several of his suppliers helped out by donating food. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Birmingham, Michigan.
It's the Wednesday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup, where the time is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The idea to raise taxes to pay for completion of RTD's commuter rail line system isn't going away. Last night, the committee monitoring the Fast Tracks program recommended RTD's board pursue doubling its sales tax.
We have to stick together as a region to get this done. We can't, you know, everybody be going off different directions or whatever and throwing stones.
RTD officials trying to figure out how to cover more than $2 billion in deficits to the Fast Tracks program. Voters approved a 4/10 cent sales tax in 2004 for that project. Xcel Energy says it'll team up with SunPower Corporation to build a large solar power plant in Colorado. AM 760's Jerry Bell reports.
The announcement from Xcel and SunPower means Colorado will be among the top 5 states for solar power generation. The 17-megawatt plant will be built in the San Luis Valley and will become the second largest solar plant in North America. It will also provide an economic jolt for Alamosa County. 200 people will be employed during construction. The solar plant should be online sometime next year.
That's Jerry Bell reporting. Finally, excitement over a large donation to state food banks this morning. Colorado egg farmers will truck in more than 350,000 eggs, many to go to Food Bank of the Rockies.
The fresh products don't last long. People really need those, and it's a great way to supplement. It's a good protein source, and it's just a terrific donation.
Janie Genosis with Food Bank expects its agencies to have handed out all those eggs by the end of the week. Sports, young Jack Elway hangs up his cleats at an early age. He quits the Arizona State football team after his redshirt freshman year. And the Rockies get their first win of the season over the D-backs 3-0 behind the pitching arm of Ubaldo Jimenez. The rubber game of that match is this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where we're looking at a pretty good drive as you're cruising around Denver right now. There are no crashes or stalls in the metro to get in your way. We are seeing volume building in a few spots like southbound I-25 downtown, starting right around 38, taking you toward Spear. It's also getting busier on 270. But again, across Commerce City, speeds are going to be in the 50s and 60s. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Tom Hartman.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman program, should children learn how to kill and skin the Easter Bunny on TV? What? You gotta be here for this one. I'm serious. Plus peanuts, pistachios, and spices. Oh my! Does the food industry need more regulation, or will it cost the industry and consumers too much? Then J.D. Hansen of the Center for Food Safety tells us why the FDA needs a complete overhaul.
It's the Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here for the rest of the week. Jay is still out sick. 6:07. If you're lying in bed, get up. It's 33 degrees out, going up to 67, so it's going to be a nice day out there. I had one of those nights last night where, it wasn't that good a night. I was working on my column all night. Sometimes it's like nails on a chalkboard getting 625 words out. I don't know why. Sometimes it comes right out. Other nights it just, the stars are not aligned in the right way. A lot of news out there this morning. This week, a bill to abolish the death penalty and redirect those funds toward investigating unsolved murders is coming to the floor of the House here in Colorado. So we're going to have a big death penalty debate. We're going to move from the immigration debate, the superheated immigration debate, to a death penalty debate. I'm sure it's going to be just as superheated as the immigration debate. Denver Post reports that doctors are firing on lawyers with an ad over a malpractice proposal. If there's any doubt about how hard doctors would fight a late arriving bill in the legislature allowing injured patients to sue them for money, they put it to rest Tuesday. In a four-column ad that ran in Tuesday's edition of the Denver Post, the Colorado Medical Society, which represents almost 7,000 physicians, blasted the legislation as bad for health care and only good for lawyers. Some good news out there. A big solar plant is planned in Colorado. Xcel Energy yesterday announced that it selected Sun Power Corporation to build a high-efficiency solar panel plant in Alamosa. So we're going to become, if this actually happens, we're going to become one of the biggest producers of solar power in the United States. Colorado is. Here's some good news. I finished up my refinance last night. So that's good news for me. And I'll segue to the news for you. Denver's housing market shows signs of life. Metro Denver housing market is experiencing a big bump from February to March. even though sales and prices continued to lag from a year ago, the number of area homes sold in March increased 29% compared with February. That's still down 13% compared with the same month a year ago, but hey, any news is good news in the housing market if it's, well, if it's positive. Colorado must make progress in four areas of school reform to get a share of $5 billion in extra stimulus money, including data systems that track teachers' performance. So said U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan. That's what he told state officials yesterday. As you remember, yesterday we interviewed Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien about her efforts to secure some of this new funding, special new funding for education from the stimulus, up to $500 million for our state could be on the block. Recoiling from proposed cuts that pit colleges against business, critics yesterday began offering alternative fixes for a $300 million budget hole, including cutting state salaries and lifting some of a litany of tax exemptions on everything from bull semen to aircraft parts. So the debate over the legislature, excuse me, the budget in the legislature is heating up as well. And Lynn Bartles of the Denver Post reports that the fight over whether to allow in-state tuition for high school students whose parents came to the United States illegally isn't over. It's just the beginning. That's the vow of a dozen or so advocates who gathered Tuesday at the state capitol to lament the death of Senate Bill 170 and praise those who supported it. Mike Litwin's column is on the same thing. And in the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to have on Morgan Carroll, one of the five Democrats to vote no on Senate Bill 170. She's a friend of the show, and she's going to come on and talk to us about why she voted against that bill. So stick around for that. Ought to be a good interview. National Associated Press reports that Denver, Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette says there's momentum to reform health care, and the goal is to produce a bill by August, but it likely won't be a single-payer system. The Denver Democrat told a large crowd Tuesday of the Denver City Club that the consensus is not whether, but how, to reform the country's health care system. It doesn't say here whether she supports a single-payer healthcare system. But she used some pretty inflammatory language to describe that kind of system. Some people here might support it, she said, but I'm here to tell you that socialized medicine is not coming to America. A single-payer system lacks political and public support, DeGette said. Not according to the polls that I've read. And that was Diana DeGette. Up in Fort Collins elections yesterday, the Fort Collins Coloradan reports a change may be a favorite political theme nationally, but not in Fort Collins. Voters returned all three incumbents to the city council there, so no change up in Fort Collins. Down in Colorado Springs yesterday, voters overwhelmingly rejected a proposal to spend taxpayer money on economic development. With nearly all the ballots counted in the city's all-male election, and that's all male, M-A-I-L, not M-A-L-E. I know it's conservative down there, but not that conservative. Issue 1A, the so-called jobs initiative, was being defeated by about 62% to 38%. So it got drubbed. Denver Business Journal, the economists say Colorado's pain won't abate before 2010. Colorado may begin to pull out of recession as early as the end of this year, but significant job creation won't kick in before 2010, top local economists said Tuesday night. So 2010. Here in Denver, there's going to be an auction today by the city. As the city of Denver tries to whittle down a $56 million deficit, it's turning to bargain hunters for help. It'll hold a surplus warehouse auction Wednesday to sell off valuable stuff at a big discount. It could reduce the city's red ink by as much as $45,000. It's like a big garage sale and flea market, and the highest bidder wins. The bidding starts at 9 a.m. and lasts through the afternoon. It's going to be at the City and County of Denver Surplus Warehouse at 671 Jason Street. You can find out more about that at kdvrtv.com. So if you want to go, if you got disposable cash lying around, you want to go try to get some, go do some bargain hunting, head over there. Some national news. We've got Energy Secretary Stephen Chu in the Wall Street Journal saying the United States should invest in technology to reduce the carbon produced by burning coal, but it will be able, he said it will take at least 8 years to be sure such system works. So he is backing clean coal investments. Pretty controversial, I think. Financial Times, the investment losses in on Wall Street are hitting the public sector pensions. The crisis facing pension plans for U.S. state and municipal employees is deepening as investment losses deplete the resources of retirement funds for teachers, police officers, firefighters, and other local governments. So the Wall Street crisis hits Main Street. The Politico, the chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, is warning the Treasury Department that it must abide by restrictions on executive pay for companies receiving federal bailouts. So you got Congress stepping up to demand that the Treasury Department finally do its job. I love this story. Check this out. Citigroup Chairman Richard Parsons has grown tired of critics demonizing the banks and the bankers over the worldwide financial crisis. Everybody participated in pumping up this balloon, and now that the balloon is conflated, everybody in reality has some part in the blame, Parsons says Monday night in Hawaii. Coming to this rich banker complaining that the world, that he's grown tired of the critics of his bank after losing, what is it, $40, $50 billion of taxpayer money? Demonizing the bankers as if they and they alone created the financial meltdown is both inaccurate and short-sighted, said Parsons from his luxurious Hawaii locale. That's just great. Let them eat cake. Here's a story from Mother Jones Magazine. This is a crazy story. A number of big banks stand accused of systemically bilking black and Latino borrowers, and the administration of our first black president is siding with the banks. At the end of April, the Obama administration will go before the U.S. Supreme Court to argue that those banks, including bailout recipients Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and J.P. Morgan Chase, should be allowed to duck a state investigation into their lending practices. If that sounds like the politics of the past, it is. The Obama administration has opted to maintain the stance of the Bush administration, one opposed by the NAACP and other major civil rights groups, and it won't be some Bush holdover making the arguments in this case. Instead, the banks will be defended by the office of Obama's new Solicitor General, former Harvard Law School Dean Elena Kagan, who some conservatives have branded as a radical leftist. This is an incredible story. This is really an incredible story. The financial crisis, here's a newsflash, is far from over, says the government's top watchdog panel. ABC News says that though some economic measures are improving, the financial crisis is far from over and appears to be taking root in the larger economy. This despite the government's commitment to spend trillions of taxpayer dollars on a massive bailout of the financial system. These were the findings in a report today by the Congressional Oversight Panel. So, doesn't look like things are getting better all that fast. And the final story on the National News Wire is Congressional Democrats work to solidify finance industry reforms, and of course we haven't seen those. A growing push to rein in payday lenders is running smack into a formidable barrier: the rising influence of the lenders themselves. This is a story from the Washington Independent talking about how the chairman of a key committee who supported cracking down on the payday lenders, Luis Gutierrez, is now backing off under pressure from lenders. Oh man, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I swear. Some pop culture news. I'm psyched about this. MTV's movie blog, which I suggest everybody check out, moviesblog.mtv.com, exclusive, the new Star Trek clip reveals a tougher and hornier Captain Kirk.
How's that possible?
Seriously.
Well, maybe tougher, but hornier?
Seriously, Captain Kirk was like...
One of the most...
He was like... And he was like a phallic symbol, if there ever was one. Phallic symbol.
Yeah, he was a hormone.
Check this out. Mr. Kumar goes to Washington. You see this story? You know Harold and Kumar?
Mm-hmm.
If you're wondering why his character died on House last night, you now have your answer. Cal Penn, otherwise known as, I think he's Kumar. Yeah, Kumar. Asked to leave the show to take a new job with the Obama administration. Yeah, life imitating art, imitating life, imitating... I don't know what it's imitating. So Kumar goes to Washington. So we're going to throw out there the question for you, the first question of the morning, first topic of the morning. We're going to... Oh, one more. Forgot about this story. You got to hear this. Kelly Kaufman Lee wanted to inspire conversation about the benefits of a vegetarian diet, but after the centennial mother of three... submitted her check to the Department of Motor Vehicles for a personalized license plate reading ILVTOFU. The department rejected the plate. The DMV, which initially approved Kaufman Lee's message, called it possibly offensive to the general public. Kaufman Lee can only assume that the DMV missed the intended healthy message, I love tofu, and misread it as the far steamier I love to F you.
I saw that story. I got an email on that one early yesterday afternoon, and I held on to it knowing that that would have to be brought up this morning.
Well, you know, it reminds me. Do you remember the kid who...
Sure she loves tofu, people.
Do you remember the kid who personalized, you know, you could used to be able to personalize a Nike sneaker? You could write into Nike and say you wanted to... And he asked them to put on his shoe. You could get him to sew into your shoe. He asked them to put on his shoe sweatshop. And they freaked out.
Right.
They totally freaked out.
Sure.
All right, so that was the news rundown this morning. I'm going to throw out there the question of the first hour. What do you think about Barack Obama's energy secretary saying the federal government is going to make a big investment in clean coal technology? If you've watched any television out there, you've seen these ads going back and forth about clean coal. The environmental movement says it doesn't exist. There's no such thing. The coal industry says, yes, there is. We can create it. Now we've got the Obama administration weighing in, essentially on behalf of the coal industry, saying we think it's worth investing in clean coal development. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking about the heated immigration debate that we had yesterday with State Senator Morgan Carroll. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Steve Greenhouse, the New York Times' labor reporter. And then in the 8:30, check this out, we're going to be joined by Denver District Attorney Mitch Morrissey to tell us about infiltration of our city by con men.
The travelers.
The travelers, as they're called. So stick around. 303-713-7600. Couple lines open. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, I was hoping you'd ask for the question, topic of this hour. Do you love tofu?
Yeah, well, sure. And if people want to weigh in on whether you think the DMV should be rejecting those kinds of vanity plates.
You know what? I hear they reject a bunch of stuff, Dave.
Really?
Yeah.
Call us in. I should throw this out there. If your vanity plate has been rejected, give us a call, too.
I'm going to get myself a Grateful Dead vanity plate.
And give us some ideas for what you might want as your own vanity plate. If you don't want to give, you might not want to give away your secret. Let somebody else get it. But if your vanity plate's been rejected, I'm curious to hear if anybody's vanity plate has been rejected. 303-713-7600. I don't know how I feel about vanity plates.
If you could get a vanity plate, what would you put on it?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I don't know. I'll try to
think about that one.
I might make it Zod, Z-O-D.
What's that mean?
Like General Zod, one of my favorite bad guy characters from Superman 2.
That's awesome. Oh, man, I don't know what I'd put on mine. Probably GDTRFB.
What's that?
It's Going Down the Road Feeling Bad, one of my favorite Grateful Dead songs.
Oh, that's not bad.
But I think it's been, I think there's, you know, it's hard to get those. People have them. There's deadheads everywhere.
Yeah.
GDTRFB. That's how we used to write it when you'd write the set list down on your CDs. Instead of writing down the whole song, you just put GDTRFB.
I mean, rejecting I Love Tofu. That's really, like...
And even if it isn't that, it just, I love to F you.
Yeah, I mean, like, what's wrong with that?
Who cares? Jeez.
Maybe, are we wrong?
Nanny society.
Seriously, that is the nanny society.
Right. All right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get sidetracked here. I will get us to traffic, I promise. Normal morning commute jams, southbound I-25 in North Glen, 104th to 84th. Already seeing speeds decreasing into the 20s and 30s there. Not so bad after Park Avenue, still up in the 40s and 50s. 225, also seeing some more cars there. Southbound side, particularly at Colfax to Alameda, again, after Yosemite. Also seeing the jams coming in westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. Your forecast, mostly sunny, light winds, possible isolated rain showers this afternoon. We could get up to around 70 degrees today. Right now, downtown, checking in at 41. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hey buddy, I'm Julie. I got a little money and planet-saving tip for you. You know, you can get a great price on a Brita water pitcher at Walmart. My family loves a great-tasting water, but we also love how it can help the planet. Because using one pitcher is like replacing 300 of those 16.9-ounce water bottles. So if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers used one, that'd be like there were 60 billion fewer water bottles out there. So that's really refreshing. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
On the job, and your employer or the insurance you pay for won't help you out, then you need to see Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. These guys are pit bulls, and they will fight corporations and insurance companies down to the last mile. Give them a call. They're Progressive Trial Lawyers, and they do a great job. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I am psyched for the next Star Trek movie. I am not a Trekkie, and Emily, my wife, is probably not going to come see the movie with me because she doesn't like sci-fi. But the Star Trek, which MTV's blog is reporting, Captain James T. Kirk is a tougher and hornier Captain Kirk than ever. I'm psyched to see it because J.J. Abrams is directing it. J.J. Abrams is the director of Lost, and I just watched, two nights ago, I watched four episodes of Lost. I know that's really, I need to get a life. But we watched the episode, if you're a Lost fan, we just watched the episode called The Man Behind the Curtain, where John Locke goes and sees Jacob. It's like freaked me out. Like, I can't sleep at night. It's like really, really freaked me out. It's kind of Blair Witch Project. And so if J.J. Abrams is directing Star Trek, and I don't consider myself a Trekkie, although I do like the Star Trek movies, I can't wait to see it. Speaking of science and science fiction, topic of the hour this hour is whether you support the Obama administration's initiative to invest in clean coal. There's a heated debate out there about whether clean coal can work, whether it does work. And the Wall Street Journal this morning reports that the Secretary of Energy said that the administration wants to invest heavily in clean coal technology. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Kurt in Centennial. Kurt.
Morning, David.
Hey there.
Clean coal is indeed a myth. It just, you know, even if they scrub the carbon out of it, there's still so many other kinds of carcinogens and particulates. This is why we end up with sulfur dioxide in lakes in Rocky Mountain National Park. It's ridiculous. There's no such thing as clean coal. And something I was telling John, what this country really needs is another Manhattan Project put on fusion power, not fission. No, I'm not in favor of nuclear either, because there's still nothing to do with the waste and it takes 10,000 years for it to go away. But fusion power, using the tritium atoms and ions that are in seawater, if we're able to tap into that, three fusion reactors would supply all the electricity the United States would need. Three.
Well, there was the whole explosion of media coverage about cold fusion
that was obviously fake.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But I don't know if you've seen the YouTube video of the guy in Pennsylvania. It's fascinating. This guy in Pennsylvania, and this is real. This guy in Pennsylvania is an amateur inventor, and he was looking for a way to cure cancer, his own cancer, actually. And he ended up figuring out how to light seawater on fire. And this is real. This just happened in the last year or two. I only know this because I was experimenting with a book proposal on energy, and this guy lit the seawater on fire. The only issue was it didn't produce a positive amount of energy. It took more energy to light it on fire, but it has been seen as a step towards finally unlocking the mystery of fusion. And
right.
And I think, look, there's a case to be made there that I can see this one both ways, that we need to be investing in really long-term stuff like fusion, like the hydrogen energy economy, but that, as my old boss Brian Schweitzer, the governor of Montana, has said, if you're on the grid, unless you're naked eating nuts in a tree, and this is what he says, you're probably either at your home or at your place of work, most likely getting some of your power from a coal plant.
Yeah, no, that's true. There's, you know, unless you've gone completely solar and gotten yourself off the grid, there's no way to do it. But I think if it were at least worth investigating, it does require an incredibly strong magnetic field called a tokamak. But they've made more progress on this than people know. And so I think the government ought to invest in that and in the other big challenge for us, of course, are we lose so much of the power when we're transmitting power through power lines and the grid itself.
Well, I don't think you're going to get an argument about that from the coal industry or the environmental movement. That is something that's just that's a no-brainer. If we don't update the grid, the grid itself is just a huge liability. Hey, Kurt, thanks for the call, man.
All righty, take care.
303-713-7600 at 634. I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The open question of the hour. The Obama administration has announced that it will be moving ahead with investments in clean coal. Do you believe that that exists? Some people believe that that term itself is an oxymoron. In fact, there's ads all over the blogosphere, the progressive blogosphere, about claiming that there is no such thing as clean coal. Well, the Obama administration is moving forward with a clean coal program. What do you think about that? It's going to impact our state. And that news comes on the same day that we find out that Colorado, through Xcel Energy, is going to become a major, an even bigger producer of solar energy than we've been. There's going to be a major new plant in Alamosa, a solar power plant. But there's probably also going to be some serious investments in clean coal. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, again, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. And we're going to be talking about going back to the sparring floor about immigration and the tuition equity bill, starting off with an interview with Morgan Carroll, the Democratic state senator who voted against the tuition equity bill. So stick around for that. In the meantime, let's get traffic with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic's looking pretty good for us as we're kicking off the morning commute. Eastbound 270 starting to bunch up there, heading into downtown after York. Southbound 25 also really starting to halt for you. First in North Glen, again around Park Avenue at Coors Field, taking you past Spear Boulevard. Southbound 225 also filling up there, heading out of Aurora. First at Colfax, again after the Parker Curve. And also seeing some heavier traffic westbound 76, 74th Avenue to 270. But we remain accident-free here in the metro, which is a good thing. Your forecast, partly cloudy, a high of 70. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon and evening low around 31. Right now, 41 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Rocky Mountain Super Pass Plus is back. Three of the best Colorado resorts for only $399. Unlimited skiing at Winter Park and Copper, plus 6 days at Steamboat. It's the guaranteed lowest price of the season, and it's all yours for only $49 down. Get yours now at SkiColorado.com.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
You can think of Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I can tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Again, 640-3900.
Are you unemployed? Have you submitted resumes with no callbacks? Do you want to escape this recession? Well, now you can with One Global Village, an organization based on a consumer network that provides multi-level compensation has a unique opportunity to help the recession work for you. Join One Global Village for a powerful seminar Thursday, April 9th at 7 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Tech Center. They're seeking individuals to conduct seminars around the country to build a consumer network. The One Global Village team are highly qualified professionals that work with you to ensure your success and economic freedom. That's Thursday, April 9th at 7 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Tech Center. They'll show you how you can beat the recession and thrive in this economy. Register at 303-281-9746. 303-281-9746. Or go to OneGlobalSeminar.com. That's OneGlobalSeminar.com. One Global Village is a proud independent member of Agile Enterprises.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. We got one line open. 33 degrees here in Denver, going up to 67. I think I've missed ski season. I'm kind of bummed out about it. I usually go skiing with my brother. We usually leave early in the morning, but since filling in for Jay, I've been coming in here in the morning. And I can't stand traffic and crowds. I can't stand it, so I don't go on the weekends. I know, I sound like a shut-in. I'm not a shut-in, although I do need a life. I do need a better life. My life consists of watching Lost and playing Halo. All right, back to the phones. The open question, do you support the Obama administration's announcement today that it's going to be moving forward aggressively with investments in so-called clean coal technology? There's a whole debate out there if you watch TV. You've probably seen the ads on both sides saying that one side saying we need to do this, another side saying there's no such thing as clean coal. Bob in Boulder, you're heading to a coal mine right now?
No, I'm headed to a coal-burning power plant.
A coal power plant, okay.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we're going to have some discussions about reducing the pollution. So we've already done quite a bit of work down there. It's the Xcel plant of Pueblo.
Do you work there?
No, I work for a contractor that works there.
Okay. So what do you think?
Well, if we're going to maintain the lifestyle that we have and also have industrial processes that utilize energy to make their products and maintain the competitiveness on the world stage, we're going to have to admit the fact that there are pollution-creating activities that make our electricity, because there aren't that many options on the table. We are blessed with a huge amount of wind energy and other renewable resources in the western United States. However, they're not dispatchable, which means that the utility cannot count on that capacity as firm capacity. So wind, in other words, bottom line is wind needs a backup. And do we want to burn natural gas for that? I'm not sure if that's the best way to go. Coal can be cleaned up a lot. There is certainly a huge impact on our environment from the mining activity. Of course, they level mountaintops in West Virginia, and that, I guess, is no longer an option. And we have a lot of fatalities and injuries and health effects of mining. There's a nuclear option, and there's a pollution option with that as well. So.
Well, yeah, it's interesting that you say all this, because when I had written a book proposal that I ended up shelving, but the thesis of the proposal was that, look, there is no cure-all in this. There is no silver bullet. We all want there to be a silver bullet, and it's so comforting to tell ourselves that there is a silver bullet in the energy crisis. Oh, if we just get electric cars. Oh, if we just do nuclear. Oh, if we just do clean coal. Oh, if we just find fusion. Right? But the problem is that there is no silver bullet in this, that our solution to energy is going to have to be a multi-tiered approach. Some fuels cleaner than others. And the problem really is that our political debate that's going to make those decisions about how to solve this energy crisis, our political debate is not one that's conducive to non-silver bullet answers, right? We need, at least as we talk about issues, the way we talk about issues, we as a culture seem to need silver bullet answers. And there's just not going to be one. It just doesn't exist in the energy debate. And so this is why, I mean, maybe some people think I'm a little more conservative, but this is why when I hear clean coal, I'm skeptical, but I'm also not sort of shutting down, because when if you look honestly at our energy challenges, you have to acknowledge that this is going to require a mix of both very, very clean sources of energy and some stuff that's not all that ideal.
If you take your electric bill and multiply it times 1.5 or multiply it times 2, you can come up with some very clean ways to produce electricity from coal by taking out the CO2. The technology exists, and you can take out a vast majority of the SO2 and the NOx and the oxides of nitrogen that are causing our smog. But people are going to have to step up and say we're going to have to pay more. Now, who does that hurt? There's two issues. Number one, poor people. All right? People that need to have a lifeline rate, where maybe there's a subsidy for a basic amount of electricity required to survive. And then after you pay that certain amount, the rate should go up. So the more you use, the more you pay for it. I'm a very strong supporter of that. And the other point that I made is that industries that have a high component of their product cost as being energy are going to be hurt by high energy prices.
That's right. And if you don't deal with the economics of this, you're right. There can't be any political consensus around it. Right now, if you raise prices, it's effectively, at some level, a really, really regressive tax. Hey, Bob, thanks so much for calling in.
Take care.
Back to the phone, 303-713-7600, 647 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're just waking up, first of all, get out of bed. Okay, if me and Turk are in here, you got to get out of bed. Secondly, we're talking about the Obama administration announcement through the Secretary of Energy that the administration supports serious investments in clean coal technology. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Jim in Loveland, what do you think?
Hey, David, how you doing?
Good.
I'm intrigued by the idea, so I don't want to. I'd like to see it an investment for a couple of reasons. First, I think the last numbers that I saw, the United States has a reserve of coal that could meet our energy needs for at least the next 400 years.
Well, let me raise you one and say that not only is that true, but China and India have very little access to oil and natural gas, but they have huge coal reserves. And there is a line of thinking which I think is right, which is that if we do not figure out a clean use of coal or some other major fuel, then China and India, as they grow, they will use their own coal. So if we don't develop technologies to somehow mitigate some of the negative impacts on clean coal, the problem won't only be that we're going to hurt ourselves through the use of our own coal. It's that we won't have the technology to ship over to China and India when they inevitably use their coal.
David, that was my second point, because from a technology export perspective, if we're in a position to mature that sort of technology, we're on the fast track to be able to provide it to, because, as you pointed out, China and India are heavily vested in coal electrical generation. The other issue that fascinates me, and it somewhat came up during, in about 2002, during the Bush administration's proposal around their Clear Skies Initiative, which I think a lot of people got the bad taste about, oh, there's no such thing as clean coal. The ability, the technology implied in there is the ability to sequester carbon dioxide. And they're actually, I want to say it's up in North Dakota, and Canada is using sequestered carbon dioxide from coal-generated plants for fracking natural gas.
That's right. And if we and there's a lot, there's a school of thought that says if we don't figure out how to sequester carbon dioxide, and but for listeners, that means taking the carbon dioxide and pumping it into the ground so it's not in the air. If we don't figure out and master the technology to do that, it's the same issue. It won't even matter if we, if our country decides not to burn coal. With the massive amount of coal in China and India, if we don't figure out how to, that technology, they're going to put their coal up a smokestack as their economy grows. So I do subscribe to the argument that we got to, if we try to ignore coal, we are ignoring a problem that is definitely coming on the horizon, not by any choice of our own, but by the choice of China and India and the developing world. Hey, thanks for the call. 651, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. In the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to State Senator Morgan Carroll. We're going to be reopening the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and going back to the sparring mat over immigration. So stick around for that. In this hour, we're going to continue our conversation about the Obama administration's announcement that it is supporting clean coal investments. 38 degrees here in Denver, going up to 67. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic's still pretty nice for us. No accidents to get in your way. Normal jams, though, coming southbound on 25. It's stop-and-go conditions now up in Northland, 104th down to 84th. Really slamming there. Also, after I-70 heading into downtown. Seeing more traffic heading eastbound on C-470 now, heading out of Littleton, Wadsworth to Santa Fe. Speeds dropping into the 20s and 30s. Same speeds on southbound 225, leaving Aurora after Yosemite onto the 25 interchange. Eastbound 270 also busy for folks from 76 past Vasquez. That's a usual slow spot here in the morning. Also seeing more traffic build around the mousetrap on eastbound I-70 there from Pecos to York. Your forecast, mostly sunny, light winds, and possible isolated rain showers this afternoon. We expect to get up around 70 degrees right now downtown, checking in at 41. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
I'm like you. I'm a regular dude.
Ed Schultz.
You know, sometimes we can't see the forest because of the trees.
A lot of stuff happening. The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1.
And some good things as well.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Denver Veg Fest and Health Expo is coming to the Marriott City Center. The festival brings together world-changing speakers, performers, organizations, and vendors. Plus, there will be cooking and kung fu demos, kids' activities, a silent auction, and a reclamation station taking your impossible to recycle items like rubber inner tubes, nylon climbing ropes, and PVC vinyl. It's happening Saturday, April 11th from 9 to 6, with a concert at 7. Information and tickets, denvervegfest.org.
Golfsmith's National Trade-In Days is the biggest event of the season. Now through the end of April, you can get the best prices of the year on the hottest gear from TaylorMade, Callaway, Nike, and more. Plus, you get 30% more trade-in value for your old clubs. 30% more. But this year, we wanted to make trade-in days even bigger. So we asked Sergio Garcia what he thought we should do. Yeah, that's Sergio Garcia.
How about this? Buy one of the newest tournament drivers at Golfsmith. And if I win in Augusta, your tournament driver, it's free.
That's right. Now until midnight, April 11th, buy a new TaylorMade R9 driver, 09 burner, or R7 limited driver at Golfsmith. And if Sergio wins in Augusta, it's free.
How cool is that?
Don't miss Golfsmith's National Trade-In Days or your chance to win a new TaylorMade driver thanks to Sergio Garcia. Now that's a killer deal.
And it's only at Goldsmith and goldsmith.com.
Must be 18 or older. Purchase date 3/19/2004/1109. Little one refund per household. Shipping charges not refundable. Free mail and participation available for official use at goldsmith.com.
You know, there's never a good time for a major plumbing problem. You always want it to work. Hi, this is Ken Moon for Drain Solvers. They respond to emergencies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Plumbing disasters don't take vacations, and neither does Drain Solvers. Take advantage of their fantastic sewer line TV camera analysis. Normally $279, now just $79. Call the folks who have the solutions. Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Your small business can save big with brilliant color outputs. With an HP OfficeJet Pro all-in-one and original HP inks, color printing costs up to 50% less per page than laser. For details, visit hp.com/go/color for less. Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
6:55, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. As promised, in the next hour we're going to reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be talking about immigration. We'll go to the mat on that. We'll take one last call before the top of the hour on this clean coal issue. Anita in North Glen. Hey, Anita.
Yeah, hi. Am I talking to David?
You are.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say that President Obama seems to be doing what the Union of Concerned Scientists has recommended, just like he said he would, do what scientists recommend. Because as I understand it, they're saying that they want to first develop it and then deploy it. And the Union of Concerned Scientists says, yes, this is a very iffy technology. Right now it has not been proven on a commercial level, and especially how are you going to monitor the sequestration sites, etc. But they did recommend, in rather strong language for a bunch of scientists, that the administration move ahead immediately to investigate this. And they mentioned in their article that about half of the energy we get right now is from coal.
That's right.
So that's an enormous amount, and of course, as everyone knows, to retool those plants or to replace those plants would be an immense undertaking and very expensive. And of course, retooling or cleaning them up a little bit might be less expensive.
That's absolutely right. Now I know that there are folks out there who they hear clean coal and they start to go get really, really angry. And I understand it, right? I mean, let's acknowledge the fact that I think the coal industry is over-promising, saying that, oh, we could, you know, the coal industry wants everybody to believe that there's clean coal right now and it's perfected, and
right.
So we can just stop thinking about these issues. So,
I
think this issue is sort of, it's been so polarized that there's not really an honest debate going on right now. And so I think that the Obama administration, in saying we're going to invest in building the technology, that's the right posture, as opposed to saying, oh, we've done it, or we're simply going to put in what we already have. Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay, sure.
6:58, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick with us. We're going to reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Now the top of the news.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the Xcel solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Support. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It wasn't her time. A 98-year-old woman has been pulled alive from the Italian earthquake ruins in the city of L'Aquila.
Che ha fatto in questi due giorni?
Io? Sì. Ho lavorato.
What have you been doing the past 2 days? Me? I've been crocheting. The 20-year-old woman has also been rescued, but the death toll hit 260 overnight. Prime Minister Berlusconi says 17,000 survivors are living in tents, 10,000 have found hotel rooms. Canadian expatriate Tony Rambaldini lives in L'Aquila, the city that bore the brunt of the quake.
This old medieval town is finished. I mean, it's rubble. They're going to have to crush everything down and start again.
Rambaldini says he worries about friends he hasn't heard from.
I'm scared to call people I know on my mobile phone, you know, numbers that I've registered there, to see if they're okay. It's just, I don't know, I'm terrified.
Somali pirates have struck again, hijacking a cargo ship off the Horn of Africa. CBS's Richard Roth tells us 20 American crew members were on board.
Shipping sources here in London say the ship usually carries manufactured goods, and while the Maersk company that's operating the ship deals with the U.S. Defense Department, the Navy says the ship was not operating under a Pentagon contract when it was hijacked.
Spies in China, Russia, and other countries have reportedly hacked into the U.S. electrical grid. Wall Street Journal reporter Siobhan Gorman says they haven't caused damage yet, but software they planted could be used to sabotage the system at some point.
The concern that intelligence officials have is that these surveillance efforts will turn into efforts to remotely activate some of these other little tools that could actually destroy the system.
Is your annuity safe? The answer could be yes, because of a decision by the Treasury. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. What's the government doing, Steve?
Well, it's ready to extend bailout money to the life insurance industry, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's a key part of the financial system because so many of us rely on those policies, and confidence is key.
A downgrading of some insurance companies might cause policyholders to cash in their policies.
And that's bad, says economist Peter Morici, because many don't have the capital to pay out. Life insurance companies lost big on real estate and other investments. Frank?
A Rutgers University study finds that some states could be forced to cut funding for pre-K programs. Rutgers researcher Steve Barnett says programs are in danger in California, Florida, and New York, and at least a half dozen other states.
Just because parents are losing their income and jobs, their children shouldn't lose the opportunity for a good start in life.
A Career Builder survey finds that almost half the workers laid off in the past 3 months have settled in with new jobs. Most pay less, but some do pay more. Police were called to two more mass shootings over the past 24 hours. That's a total of 9 in the past month. An Alabama gunman killed 4 family members before taking his own life. A man in Temecula, California, killed 1 person and wounded 2 others. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
There's a belief in baseball that when a team is down, if their fans and players turn their hats inside out, the team will come back. And you know what? America could use a little comeback right now. So let's put on our rally caps and dig in. At GM, we're reinventing the ownership experience, introducing the Total Confidence Plan. It starts with our fully backed 5-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. Then the safety and security of OnStar, standard for 1 year on almost every GM vehicle, and something never seen before, vehicle value protection. When you buy a new car, we'll help protect its retail value at trade-in time. And if you lose your job, we'll make your payments for up to $500 a month for up to 9 months. It's time to reinvent. It's time to rally with the Total Confidence Plan. Go to gmconfidence.com for details and limitations. Protection programs provided by Service Plan Incorporated and Sino Shore Financial Incorporated. Restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4/30/09. See participating dealer for details. Exclude Saab and medium-duty trucks.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Saturday mornings might be numbers instead of cartoons. That if U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan has his way. Duncan visited Denver schools yesterday and says Schools should be in session 6 days a week for 11 to 12 months a year. Duncan warned students to stay in school.
If you drop out today, you are basically condemned to social failure.
Duncan also says teacher salaries should be tied to performance. Hold on to your cell phone, but don't lose your grip on the steering wheel. A bill to require hands-free cell phone technology while driving is expected to advance in the State House today. Democratic Representative Claire Levy of Boulder is leading that proposal.
I think there's a real pent-up feeling that this convenience has gotten out of control.
Levy telling 9 News the bill could move to the Senate as soon as this afternoon. Governor Ritter says he supports that bill. A judge has given former Quest CEO Joe Nachio until Tuesday to report to prison to begin serving a 6-year sentence. Nachio had asked for bail while he appealed his insider trading conviction to the U.S. Supreme Court. The judge has denied that request. In sports, young Jack Elway hangs it up at an early age. Elway saying he prefers to pursue other interests and quitting the Arizona State football team. And the Rockies get their first win of the season behind the pitching of Ubaldo Jimenez. Jimenez goes 7 innings and gives up no runs. Rockies win it 3-0. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 225 really loading up after that Parker curve up towards DTC. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s through that stretch. C-470 is also getting busy. Wadsworth to Santa Fe. Speaking of Santa Fe, off the highways, there's a crash involving 2 cars. Busy intersection near Florida. Now, it sounds like a couple trucks are involved. They're blocking up the center lane. Traffic is light enough that they can get around it, but that's going to build quickly. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Heifer International has designated April as Pass on the Gift Month, a new heifer initiative for everyone committed to ending hunger and poverty. Heifer helps poor families become self-reliant through gifts of farm animals. The recipients then pass on the gift of animal offspring and training in small farming to others in need. Visit www.heifer.org and learn how you can pass on the gift. Change your world. Pass on the gift. Learn more at H-E-I-F-E-R, heifer.org.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 38 degrees going up to 67 here in Denver. And now, as promised, we are going to open up the AM 760, or I should say reopen, the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, where we are going to go to the mat, spar a little bit more over the immigration issue. And our sparring partner today is State Senator Morgan Carroll, a good friend of the show. She is from Senate District 23. She voted against Senate Bill 170, the bill to extend in-state tuition levels to undocumented workers. And so, Morgan, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Good morning. I'm actually from Senate District 29, but...
I'm sorry. I'm reading...
It doesn't matter, actually.
Okay, that's Turk's bad. Turk's bad. Turk's...
It was a typo.
Typo.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no problem.
I hit 9. I know where you're from.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Okay, so we're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Yesterday, we had a very, very heated discussion on this show about Senate Bill 170. You were one of 5 Democrats to vote with the Republicans against this bill. So tell us why.
You know, the problem that the bill identifies is spot on. Part of why this bill was so difficult is that I don't think there's any way to deny the fact that we have a generation of children who, through no fault of their own, find themselves here and in this legal status limbo where we can't normalize or legalize, and yet, you know, there's no question they're in sort of immigration purgatory. The problem for me came with a legal one. It really wasn't until I read 8 U.S.C. 1623 that I realized that right now because of that law that passed in 1996. Until we repeal that, the state is preempted. And most people know that we need immigration reform and that that needs to happen at the federal level. So when I started looking into this a little bit further, the order of this matters a little bit. The solution on this, I think many people who are following this issue realize how important the DREAM Act is, because the DREAM Act actually normalizes the status. It's not just a question of whether you extend the price of in-state tuition or out-of-state tuition. Had Senate Bill 170 passed, not only would it not have been enforceable until the federal law changed, but these children would have still remained at risk for deportation. They would have still never been able to legally move on to lawful employment in the state of Colorado. So until it's really an order issue, it is the right. There is a real problem that's been identified here. Besides the fact that the feds preempt us and have jurisdiction here, the DREAM Act does more than higher education. The DREAM Act, for those that are following that, most significantly looks at those kids who came here before the age of 16, you know, where they can prove residence for at least 5 years in the country. And for those kids who graduated high school or obtained a GED and basically have been good model Americans integrated into society here, get their status basically conditionally and then, you know, eventually permanently fixed. So a solution to this is a path to citizenship, which I think most people realize the state cannot extend. So it is a technical answer that is profoundly unrewarding on a very moral, compelling issue that, you know, when you read the plain language of Section 1623, it says no state shall confer any benefit of higher education. So what I anticipate will happen and what I would suggest to proponents of this is right now Congress is considering the DREAM Act, where they legally and jurisdictionally can not just fix the school situation, but actually remove the risk of deportation for the children and give them the path to where not only following higher ed, but that they can go on to lawful gainful employment.
Okay.
And sort of move it from the underground, sort of the invisible layer, and integrate people into full citizenship or legal permanent residency.
Okay. So, all right, that was round one. In the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, we've heard Morgan, State Senator Morgan Carroll. She has come out swinging, defending her no vote on Senate Bill 170. Now, I want to counter here. As I read the story in the Denver Post about the bill, as I understand it, the bill had it was amended to say that it would not go into effect until the DREAM Act passed. If that's true, doesn't that undermine the argument about jurisdiction?
You know, what that's called is a conditional effective clause. And while symbolically important to help pass the bill, if you ask any nonpartisan person in drafting, which I did in our drafting office, we don't, as a matter of drafting, do conditional clauses for reasons that are more technical than anything else on any issue. So if you take aside that this is this issue, on any other bill, it's like saying the drinking age in Colorado will be 18 if the federal government says so. That has enforceability problems, and anybody who's drafting legislation will tell you, you make an effective day-to-date certain, it's on this date, it's on that date, it's in 1 year, it's in 2 years, it's effective upon signing. But making a condition upon federal passage is simply, frankly, a tacit acknowledgement that we have to actually change the federal law first, and then I actually don't anticipate seeing too much difficulty in implementing because we do need state implementing legislation once that passes.
But do you support the National Popular Vote Bill?
Yes.
Okay, well, the National Popular Vote Bill, that's a bill that is contingent on other states passing National Popular Vote. So I don't understand how it's okay there, but it's not okay with the DREAM Act on immigration policy.
The National Popular Vote Bill is basically looking at a state threshold, which is different than a jurisdictional conditional effective date. The future on this, by the way, is just to be very clear where people can be very effective right now. I support the DREAM Act on this. The future to solving this rather than, frankly, you know, The problem with Senate Bill 170 is even if it passed, it was unenforceable.
Well, what's happened in other states that have done this?
They've been sued and they're losing. And that's because it is directly federally preempted at the moment. So it's, you know, as a matter of process, what you do when you realize you're preempted and you would be sued and losing is you go change the law that conflicts. And there is a problem with the law in the book. And the law in the books, for the people who've heard this, says that no state shall confer any benefit of higher education. Now, there is an exception in there. We can do it if we make everybody in-state tuition and lose the out-of-state tuition altogether, which, of course, is something we can't financially do. So unless we make everybody in-state tuition under the directive of federal law right now, we actually are directly prohibited as a state from doing it. So it becomes a symbolic gesture, and given that it's unenforceable and simply buys the state a lawsuit, it doesn't help. And the other thing I think people need to realize, while we're waiting for the federal government to pass the DREAM Act, which is actually the solution to this, you may know that this week the $300 million cuts that higher education are facing closes it down. I mean, right now, just to put into perspective, because those are numbered, no one's going to be going to college unless we figure something out this week. The $300 million on cuts on what's there essentially leaves, based on the testimony we've heard, institutions closing or privatizing. And as you know, with private higher education, there is no distinction between in-state or out-of-state.
Right.
And this is not a small issue. In the history of Colorado, we have never actually faced a situation of completely eliminating and closing our institutions of higher education. That is up this week. And right now, there's, you know, people are getting more and more creative about how we keep the doors to higher education open for anybody. So given that even if Senate Bill 170 had passed, it's unenforceable, and we would need to do implementation legislation following the DREAM Act anyway. So if the reality of the goal is to normalize the status of these children, remove the risk for deportation, the other reason why it's more important is until the DREAM Act passed, there's no financial aid. So while children can go right now, regardless of immigration status, they're paying out of pocket.
Well, but I mean, they would be paying theoretically a lower rate. We're talking to State Senator Morgan Carroll, who voted against Senate Bill 170, the tuition equity bill. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo remains open, and we are sparring about this. It was a big fight yesterday on this show, certainly a huge fight in the legislature. Okay, so if let's just stipulate that what you're saying is true, that it's only symbolic, and I'm not ready to stipulate that, but for argument's sake, let's just stipulate that. What on a symbolic basis then? What does rejecting this bill? What does emboldening the segregationist and racist elements of this state? What does that seeing that headline on our front page and in our newspapers and in our media say to hundreds, if not thousands of kids who saw this debate take place? I mean, I know there were kids who were watching the vote in the gallery. I mean, if it was only symbolic, what was the symbolic message to the kids who were watching this debate, who were watching this vote?
Well, I think it was very disappointing for a lot of people who were hoping for a fix on this. I know for some of the young people who showed up at the town hall and have contacted some of the other proponents saying, you know, what do we tell? And what I would tell people is this is the right issue and the right time in the federal government. There is real legislation right now that actually solves this right now. So the way to fix this is to go focus where there's jurisdiction and a solution on the table that isn't merely symbolic but, in fact, actual, and that chance is now. It's introduced, so the best thing the message I would send, because the press doesn't always send the right message, and I'm sorry if the wrong message gets out, it is no doubt disappointing, but what I would say for people out there is a chance right this second to actually fix it, and this fixes by normalizing their status, not only does this provide in-state tuition once this is done, but this gives access to financial aid. This means that they are no longer going to be a risk for deportation. This means that they now have a fully lawful variety of paths to employment. So if you want to talk about the path to hope, I mean, it feels like a depressing defeat here, but frankly, the opportunity standing there right now at the federal government that actually fully normalizes the status of these kids.
Yeah, I mean, there's no debate here. I mean, on that. I mean, I think that's absolutely true. And the federal government having not passed the DREAM Act is an abomination. I mean, there's absolutely no argument from me, or I think from anybody who pushes this bill that the DREAM Act is absolutely necessary. I mean, I just think that, you know, it's my take, and I think a lot of the proponents take that this would have been a good step. But I did say, and I want to be really clear with you and the audience, that while there certainly was and is a racist, segregationist push out there to stop this bill, because there is a minority of people in this state who just hate immigrants. I mean, that's just a fact. And as I said this yesterday, there is also a segment of people who have a principled problem with this specific piece of legislation. You know, and look, Morgan, you and I can disagree. You know, we agree on 98-99% of things, and we can disagree on this. And I just want to say, for me, and I think from the rest of the audience, thank you very much for taking the time to come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo this morning. Keep up the good work and keep holding the progressive flame, and you and I will keep sparring on this issue, okay?
David, one last point. For symbolic statements, the state legislature can do a resolution, and that always could have been done. We could have sent a symbolic statement to Congress to support this, and that you don't usually use a law for that. You use a resolution, and that is something the state can do.
Well, I mean, let me just ask you this, though. Even though other states are being sued over this, it's my understanding that other states have implemented this. Now, maybe ultimately they'll be found in violation or they'll lose their lawsuits, but there are states that are actually doing this, right?
States are in different places. After looking at the writing on the wall and the lawsuits, you know, a lot of it's essentially getting enjoined as far as how it's actually being implemented. Because it's been a delay as far as where the courts have come down. Where the direct question of preemption or the supremacy clause of the Constitution has come in, the states have been stricken down. So, frankly, this is getting reevaluated with the focus for why Section 1623 does, in fact, need to get repealed. So it is also worth mentioning that right now, with a lawsuit, which may not sound like a big deal to other folks, our budget deficit in digging $1 billion deep means we can close 16 departments of government in its entirety right now and not balance the budget. So it may sound like who cares, let's get sued, but frankly, the state's going out of business right now. And given the case law that's out there and given the fact that we have an opportunity to actually solve the problem in Congress, it just makes sense to go fix it where we can, avoid the lawsuit, implement it in Colorado. Then the solutions happened. We don't have a lawsuit. And we move forward with normalizing people's lives.
State Senator Morgan Carroll, one of the five Democrats to vote no on Senate Bill 170. Thanks for taking the time this morning, and I hope to see you soon.
Thanks, David.
Okay. That was State Senator Morgan Carroll, one of the five Democrats who voted against Senate Bill 170. Her and I have a very serious but very principled disagreement on this. I don't think she's part of the racist and segregationist crowd that opposed this bill, but I nonetheless disagree with her. But I appreciate her coming on the show and explaining her position. She is a friend of this show. We disagree on this, but we agree on about 99% of everything else. After the break, we're going to talk to Kathy Williams, who is the director of the Division of Housing within the Colorado Department of Local Affairs. We're going to get an update on the housing market here in Colorado. That's a really kitchen table issue for thousands, millions of people in Colorado. We're just going to get an update about where the housing market is. There's a lot of headlines out there. 723, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After we talk to Kathy, we'll reopen the dojo, the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, and we can go to the sparring mat. And there it is. Put the gong away for a second. We'll reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. All comers are welcome, racists, nationalists, anybody else, to debate immigration. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Working a new crash, left lane blocked, westbound I-70 at Vasquez. Already seeing backups around Quebec Street. Our other crash right now, two cars involved, Santa Fe at Florida. Things are usually pretty busy there. It's on the southbound side, so shouldn't it really affect traffic heading into Denver. Also stop-and-go jam, southbound 225 heading out of Aurora at Parker Road, southbound I-25 in the normal spots, northland at 104th, again downtown after I-70, eastbound 270 also full and slow from 25 past Vasquez. Your forecast partly cloudy, high of 70, slight chance of rain this afternoon, an evening low around 31, right now 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got it.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream sweepstakes. During April Open House Month, one winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds winning depend on number of entries. That's May 16th. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Now you can win the weight loss struggle once and for all. Cleanse to Thin is a two-step program that decreases your hunger and increases your energy by eliminating toxins and overcoming leptin resistance. Leptin resistance causes those constant cravings that say, I'm hungry. The Cleanse to Thin weight loss system is revolutionary and it works. First, while you sleep, it cleanses your body of the harmful byproducts and toxins that have been stored up for years. Second, it puts the natural compound Leptopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy. This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com.
Do you or someone you know have knee pain from osteoarthritis? Have you considered the benefits of a total knee replacement? The University of Colorado Denver is currently conducting studies examining surgical techniques and progressive rehabilitation programs for total knee replacement. Volunteers must be between 50 and 85 years old, must have health insurance, and be eligible for total knee replacement in the next year. Compensation will be provided. If you or someone you know is interested, call Kelly at 303-724-9590. That's 303-724-9590.
Looking for a smart buy in a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Your small business can save big with brilliant color outputs. With an HP OfficeJet Pro all-in-one and original HP inks, color printing costs up to 50% less per page than laser. For details, visit hp.com/go/color for less.
727, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. If you want to join a conversation after our next guest about the immigration issue and the in-state tuition equity bill. 38 degrees here in Denver, going up to 67 degrees. Now, as promised, we're going to Kathy Williams. Kathy Williams is the director of the Division of Housing within the Colorado Department of Local Affairs. There's been a lot of headlines in the news lately about where the Colorado housing market is, where it isn't, and I wanted to get her on the phone to tell us, well, not the speculation, but the data. Where are we right now as a housing market? The housing market's so important to everything in our state. And Kathy, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So what can you tell us? Where are we right now? Are we, are we at DEFCON 1? Are we, huge trouble? Or are we sort of in the middle, DEFCON 3? Or are things getting better? Where are we right now?
Well, we're certainly cautiously optimistic. I mean, we are always concerned about three or four indicators that we try to watch fairly closely. And, you know, we believe in good housing balance. And what that means is that when supply is in balance with demand, and we got a little out of kilter in the last 5 to 6 years, we had way more supply in the marketplace. We were building much more new housing than we had population to support. And then when we added all of the other extra things of creative financing and 120% of equity is what we'd lend you on your home, and people were able to get in with no down payments, it was just too much weight, or more weight than the housing market could sustain. So we watch delinquencies. We watch for completed foreclosures. We watch resales. We watch vacancy rates and rental rates to try to get a good overall picture of where things are. We still have a little bit more supply than we have demand for, so we're certainly concerned about that. Foreclosures, completed foreclosures are down, which we think is an excellent indicator. But delinquencies are up. And so what that really means is that we don't want to quit now in the middle of doing the things that we know we need to continue to do in order for us to have a full recovery. We need to hold the increasing of supply down. Certainly home builders have been very cooperative in that particular aspect of it. We aren't doing the great amounts of new building that we were doing before. We are very concerned about unemployment, and that's people's ability to stay in their housing. We know that working with the foreclosure task force and the lender piece of doing workouts on loans that are in trouble or those folks that are in delinquent, we just think it is much better if we can keep appropriate people in their housing rather than to boot everybody out and have all of this foreclosed inventory in the marketplace.
Okay, so what, and we're talking to Kathy Williams, the director of the Division of Housing within the Colorado Department of Local Affairs. Kathy, what, for the average person out there who owns a house, or the average person who may be renting, what are the some of the best pieces of advice should people be looking? If you're a renter, is now the right time to buy if you can? If you're a buyer, is now the right time to try to sell if you want to, if you can and you want to upgrade? Is now the time you should probably plan to sort of batten down the hatches and sit tight through a tough market? What can you tell the average home buyer or renter here in the state?
Well, we think it's a great time to buy. Basically, what we see is several markets we feel have bottomed out. Unfortunately, Colorado's not a one-size-fits-all kind of state, so we still have pockets that we think are still in some kind of jeopardized situation. But, gee, we've seen great recoveries in Adams County. We've seen great recoveries in Denver County. Aurora is doing much, much better. Interest rates are at an all-time low. We're beginning to see in some pockets appreciation again instead of devaluation of real estate. And so in those particular markets, it is a great time to buy. In some other markets where we still have some challenges, we still need to be working on the fundamentals in those markets. In Colorado Springs, as an example, you know, we were told the troops are coming back, and we're not going to have enough housing to accommodate. Well, the troops didn't come back, and they didn't come back, so we've still got some housing to stabilize and absorb in Colorado Springs. So if you're more on the speculative side, Colorado Springs is a great place to invest.
We're talking to you, Kathy Williams, the director of the Division of Housing within the Colorado Department of Local Affairs. There's a lot of headlines out there about where our housing market is, where it isn't, and I think a lot of people are confused, concerned, worried, probably appropriately. Last question for you is, what about refinancing? I just went through a refinancing. I actually just signed the papers yesterday. And first of all, the lenders are completely overwhelmed with refinance applications. is what's some rules of thumb on whether you should or shouldn't try to refinance? I think the rule of thumb I had heard, but I'm not sure it was right, is, you know, if the interest rate you can get is 1 point or more below what you're paying, you should probably look at it. What are your kind of rules of thumb for potential refinancing?
Well, I think whatever advice you got was exactly right. It takes about a percentage of difference, and your willingness or your ability to stay in that property for maybe 3, 4, 5 years in order to recoup the cost of refinance. The other thing that I would caution folks on, if they are going to refinance, be sure that you look at those front-end costs, because that will also skew a difference of whether 1% reduction in interest rate will make sense for you. If, in fact, the lender's going to add on maybe more than 1 or 2% in terms of fees on that loan, and you're not going to stay in your property for 3 or 4 years, it probably doesn't make a lot of sense.
Kathy Williams of the Colorado Department of Local Affairs, thank you so much for taking the time. And please, if you have time, later on, maybe next month or a month after, if we can check back in with you, because this stuff is really, really important and really, I think, really, really confusing to a lot of people. So if we can check back in with you, we'd appreciate it. And thanks again for taking the time.
Thank you.
That was Kathy Williams of the Colorado Department of Local Affairs giving us an update on where the housing market is. After the break, we're opening up the AM760 Progressive Dojo, where we are going to spar it out on immigration. We're going to finish up our sparring. We're going to do battle on immigration, putting a call out there for racists, bigots, nationalists, nativists. Call up. We're going to have about 20 minutes to duke it out in the AM760 Progressive Dojo. You can tell us why you hate immigrants and why you seriously oppose Senate Bill 170, but in all seriousness, opponents who were principled opponents because of what State Senator Morgan Carroll said. If you want to tell us what you think about what State Senator Carroll said in explaining her opposition, I certainly don't think she's a racist, a nativist, or a bigot. I just disagree with her. But again, the AM760 Progressive Dojo about to open on the other end of this break, 7:36 here. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, David, we do have a problem out there as you're moving around the metro. 4 cars involved on this crash on C4 on East I-70, rather. Excuse me. Left and center lanes blocked. It's around Vasquez. Going to start hitting your brakes, single-digit speeds at I-270. So that's a real long stretch there from 270 all the way past Steel Street. Also got an accident in the opposing lanes. People going to be slowed down there around Pecos. So again, I-70, just a complete nightmare right now around downtown. Southbound 25 also stop and go in Northland. These delays from 120th now down to 84th. Also busy after 48th Avenue. Also stop and go southbound 225, Parker Road to 25, and eastbound 270 from 76 to I-70. One other crash in the cleanup phase, southbound Santa Fe at Florida. Your forecast, mostly sunny, light winds, possible isolated rain showers this afternoon. We expect to get up around 70 degrees. Right now, we're 41 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new everyday value menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Kids activities, a silent auction, and a reclamation station taking your impossible-to-recycle items like rubber inner tubes, nylon climbing ropes, and PVC vinyl. It's happening Saturday, April 11th from 9 to 6, with a concert at 7. Information and tickets, denverveggfest.org.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great,
you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot, and they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I mean, I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
The Arizona Memorial is a reminder of the important legacy we in the military have to protect our country.
The Arizona Memorial is about bringing our country together to stand victorious.
A new visitor center and museum must be built.
To help, go to PearlHarborMemorial.com.
Or call toll-free 1-866-332-1941. Remember,
understand,
honor,
and give from the heart.
PearlHarborMemorial.com. Thank you.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Driving all over for the oil changes, tire rotations, and inspections your car needs? Your participating GM Goodwrench dealers can do it all for $39.95 or less. They're rolling out the blue carpet, offering you a lube oil and filter change, four tire rotation, and a 27-point vehicle inspection. Goodwrench and go. It's $39.95 or less for most GM vehicles until June 30th. Find your GM-trained Goodwrench expert at Goodwrench.com. Offer excludes synthetic oil and diesel engines, tire balancing, taxes, and more than 6 quarts extra. Excludes Saab and Saturn, not valid with other offers.
741, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, here we go. Get ready. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is now open for business. Bring it on. Racists, nativists, bigots, prejudiced people, come. Come one, come all into the dojo. We're going to debate. We're going to spar. The final round of sparring on Senate Bill 170 over whether to give, whether to provide lower in-state tuition rates, the in-state tuition rates to the children of undocumented workers, or whether to preserve our segregationist and racist education system, which punitively punishes those children with higher out-of-state tuition rates. Here we go. Jason in Laramie, you're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Well, thank you, Sensei. It's a pleasure to be here. David, I got a lot to say. I've been listening to you for a month. You're doing a great job, although
thanks.
I'm giving a shout-out to Jay, and I'm hoping that he gets better soon.
Everyone's
sure
pumped,
all
absolutely, yeah.
But I wanted to weigh in on first on this. I'm going to be moving to Denver here in the next couple of months, and, you know, this way that you're treating the immigrants of children, the children of immigrants, is just disgusting. We are all here laboring in the same vineyard. I mean, please, people, take a moment, and all those right-wing Christian folks, especially down there in Colorado Springs area, if you would crack out a copy of the New Testament and read the book of Matthew, specifically chapter 16, where Jesus gives the parable of the laborers and the vineyard, and they all get paid the same wage at the end of the day, regardless of when they showed up to do labor. And that's exactly what's going on here. We have invited these people here through our consumptive habits to pick our tomatoes so we can get them on our $5 footlongs at Subway, and not to single out any particular particular brand of or chain. That's what I'm saying. Our habits have brought these people here. We want the cheapest goods all the time. We want to be able to go out and eat all the time. We want to have the cheapest land care. We want everything so cheap. And so what do businesses do? They find the cheapest way to do that, and that means they exploit people. And now we get all uppity and upset because we have some people have the audacity to do just as Jesus said and to treat them all the same. And they're screaming, "Thou hast made them equal unto us," and it's just offensive to me as a godly person, as a spiritual person. Please stop that kind of hatred.
I'm glad you bring up the religious element of this. We haven't talked very much about this. I believe the Archbishop of Colorado supported this bill. And what's interesting was I was reading a 5280 magazine profile of House Speaker Terrence Carroll. And it mentions this story about when he was debating Tom Tancredo over immigration. And Carroll is basically, Tancredo says, "I believe that I have a responsibility both to the oath of office and to my maker, and I'm comfortable with that, but nowhere in the Bible can you find me anything that says, quote, protect the people who violated the law of your land by coming in." Terrence Carroll then responded to Tancredo by saying, "Well, Leviticus 19:33 and 34 clearly state that the strangers who live among your land, do not mistreat them, do not oppress them. Treat them as if they're citizens and native-born of your land." So for all the right-wingers who posture themselves as moral, God-loving, God-fearing people, just remember, the Bible is as you've said, Jason, the Bible is pretty clear on this issue and on this set of immigration issues. Hey, thanks for coming into the AM760 Progressive Dojo. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. It is the Progressive Dojo right now. We're sparring over immigration. We had a big fight yesterday about this, so as I said, bring it on. If you want to come on in and tell us why you support preserving our segregationist education system here in Colorado, 303-713-7600, two lines open in the AM760 Progressive Dojo. So bring it on. Let's go to John in Arvada. John.
Bring it on. I like that. This is so shameful, so intellectually dishonest, these people who voted against that 170 bill. These people are just something else. You know, I'm a native Colorado. I was born here. I'm Hispanic. I grew up here. We have been second-class citizens in this state. You don't know the history of Colorado. I do. I've studied it. I've lived it. I've witnessed it. And there has always been this mentality on the side of the Republicans, and also many Democrats, that we are second-class citizens. And they treated us from the beginning of the time we came to the San Luis Valley, just prior to the Civil War. And my great-grandfather was one of the builders of the oldest church in Colorado, down in Conejos. And they settled there in the Conejos area, Antonito, Conejos. And then they moved over to the San Luis area, which is the oldest town in Colorado. But they've always been second-class citizens in this state. And all these people who say that Colorado is a liberal state, poo-hoo.
Yeah, well, this bill, look, the headlines after this bill, it made it about as clear as possible, right? I mean, it really made it as clear as possible that what the state Senate did was go on record and say that our segregationist education system that legally creates second-class citizens is what our state legislature wants. So I'm with you. It was a really, really dark day yesterday, and I actually think that they will look back on this day in history, and they will say that this was a really dark day in our state's history. Hey, John, thanks for the call.
You bet.
All right, back into the AM760 Progressive Dojo. Jerry and Aurora, you're in the AM760 Progressive Dojo.
Good morning, Sensei. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, I'm as liberal as they get, and I actually do not support this bill. I don't care if they had no choice in coming over here. I understand that totally. But if they got the funds to pay for free college, why don't they have the funds to legally become U.S. citizens?
Say that again.
If these children, you know, if their parents have enough funds to support them going to school, how come they can't afford to support them becoming U.S. citizens legally?
Well, because they can't. There's no path to citizenship right now. You can't just say, hey, I want to be a citizen when you're 17 years old. If you've been in that school, there's no path to doing that. It takes 5 to 10 years to do that. It's not a matter of money.
Right. So if the kid's been here for 12 years, you know, how come the parents haven't made the child a citizen by then? Made themselves citizens.
Again, there's no path to citizenship. There's the fear that if you do that, if you go to immigration authorities, you'll be deported. So the kid could potentially be deported for that. There's no process by which that can happen. And in this bill, there was a provision added that said the children had to sign an affidavit saying that they will do everything they can to become a legal U.S. citizen. But the problem is, again, the process takes, you know, 10 years, you risk getting deported, et cetera, because the DREAM Act hasn't passed.
Right. Okay, well, I appreciate your input, Dave, and I hope you have a great day.
Okay, thanks for being in the AM760 Progressive Dojo. All right, we're going to go to one more call before the break. Polly in Denver, welcome to the AM760 Progressive Dojo.
Good morning. First of all, I want to thank David for his position. And I am speaking to David, right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your support of Senate Bill 170. And I want to express a couple of concerns about the remarks that Senator Carroll made, and I believe she's being a bit disingenuous. Number one, the bill that she voted against had an amendment that said that it would, you know, and I think you talked about that, that it would be conditional on the basis of the passage of the DREAM Act.
That's
problem,
right.
Problem. If by virtue of the fact that bill did not pass, we are one of three states, along with Georgia and South Carolina, that even if the DREAM Act passed, these children will not have the opportunity to benefit from the passage of the DREAM Act. Because Senate Bill 1023 that was passed in the special session in 2006 specifically prohibits these children from getting in-state tuition.
So wait, so tell me this again, just to be clear, which states are the only three that have done that?
Georgia, South Carolina, and Colorado.
Okay.
Now, isn't that something?
That's why I'm playing dueling banjos, not to call an old South racist, but just to point out that we have joined.
Exactly.
The old South.
We joined the old South, the racist South, by package of 1023 that prohibits these children from participating in state tuition. The other point that I
Polly, was Polly, I gotta get a break. So I apologize for cutting you off. I gotta get a break. Thanks for your call.
No problem.
751, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. The AM760 Progressive Dojo is open. We are sparring and going at it about immigration and Senate Bill 170, the tuition equity bill. So if you want to bring it on, bring it into the dojo, 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk, the dojo master with traffic.
Thank you, David. Crews have cleaned up that crash westbound I-70 at Vasquez, but still seeing single-digit speeds, and these backups go all the way back past Interstate 270. Eastbound 270 also full there, approaching downtown from 76 on to the interstate there. Eastbound I-70 also slow, had a crash there in the opposing lanes. They have moved that one as well, but still going to hit stop-and-go conditions around Pecos. Also got one, a new one, westbound I-70 Havana. That's in the east Denver-Aurora kind of border there. Also a crash eastbound 6th Avenue approaching Wadsworth. Crews still working on this crash at Santa Fe in Florida. Looks like they have just moved it off, and traffic moving a little better through there. Now we got a new surface street accident, Hamden, just east of University. Forecast, partly cloudy, high of 70. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon and an evening low around 31. Right now, 41 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new everyday value menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
754, now's the time we go to Mike Spear, the Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage, 303-749-2770. Again, 303-749-2770. You know, Mike, a lot of people have been asking questions about their 401k. It's tax time. Everyone's looking over all their different documents. What can people do? What should they have their eye on with their 401k?
Well, that's a great question. This time of the year in particular, you're right, when it is tax time, people are thinking about what can they do to avoid paying taxes next year. And so a lot of people are asking me, hey, I'm seeing my 401k go down. Should I stop contributing to my 401k? And the answer to that is no, do not stop contributing to your 401k. If you're concerned about it going down, David, you can put it in your 401k in the money market choice. So check the money market choice if you don't want it to go into the market. But for goodness gracious sakes, don't stop saving money. Second thing is pay attention to it. And if you don't know how to make the choices in your 401k, we have a program here at Presidential Brokerage, David, that we will send you every month a report specific to your 401k choices and tell you how to move that money around. So if you want to learn how to do that and you want a book on how we do that, just give us a call. It's a free book, free consultation. Call us today. Ask for Jack, and he'll tell you how to do that.
Again, the number is 303-749-2770, 303-749-2770. Mike Spear, thanks for coming in to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Talk to you tomorrow.
I'm tired. Tired of all the propaganda, myths, half-truths, and out-and-out lies that is passed on to middle America by our government, financial institutions, and those so-called financial gurus when it comes to building a sizable nest egg. My name is Wade McKelvey. I'm the founder of Moving at the Speed of Wealth. I am dedicated to helping middle America get on the path to riches through sound education. If 80% of what you have been told about building wealth were dead wrong, how fast would you want to know about it? If you recently lost 50% of your money, you need 100% returns just to break even. You don't win the game by investing in the roller coaster ride known as the stock market. You win the game by receiving better, consistent, and safe returns on your money and implementing strategies to enhance those returns. You see, it all starts with education. By now you realize that this conventional wisdom is just not working. Let's get you on the path to recovery. And the first step is to order my free educational information kit. This kit is free to anyone ready for change. And you can order it by going to SOWradio.com or calling 1-877-6-RETIRE today. It's urgent.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
The Lodge Casino is your first place for winning cash. You can win up to $10,000 on the Super Cash Wheel. Play every Wednesday and Friday from April 8th to May 15th. The Lodge Casino, your number one choice for spinning and winning cash.
7:58, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. 36 degrees here in Denver, going up to 67. We're going to shut down the AM 760 Progressive Dojo now. It was a good sparring fight over immigration. Thanks for taking part. In the next hour, we're going to talk to the New York Times chief labor reporter, Steve Greenhouse, about the Employee Free Choice Act. So stick around after the top of the news. And it seems
nobody gets to study learning. Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out how at AM760.net.
Did you know that virtually all replacement windows are tested and rated for energy efficiency before they are offered for sale to the public? Colorado Window Store strongly urges consumers to beware of other companies out there that are misleading you to think you're getting something of value almost given to you. Hi, this is Leo from Colorado Window Source. My partners, Kurt, Scott, and I offer true pricing. Our best price, the first time, all the time. No gimmicks, no false discounts, no pressure. Colorado Window Source is your premier provider for replacement windows, siding, patio, and entry doors. By the way, the government is giving money away. Take advantage of the stimulus plan tax credit, and we will match your credit up to the maximum of $1,500. Call out the Colorado Window Source, stimulate and maximize your savings program. We have the best pricing, great referrals, Gold Star No Complaints Award from the BBB, proud member of Tom Martino's referral list, and our service is backed by our exclusive true warranty. So give us a call at 720-200-2700. Or click on ColoradoWindowSource.com or stop by our showroom on the southwest corner of County Line in Quebec in Highlands Ranch.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Losing a job hurts, but a new Career Builder survey finds that millions of laid-off workers have been able to get back on their feet before long. Career Builders' Richard Castellini.
We all know it's a difficult situation, but half the people who have been laid off in the past 3 months have found jobs.
In Maryland Heights, Missouri, Lavelle Jones lost his job recently, but his wife, who was out for 3 months, has found a new one.
Bittersweet would be one way of putting it. The other way would be nice for her, not so nice for me.
Most people who find new jobs have to work for less, but some, about 15%, are making more than they did before. An American-flagged cargo ship with 20 American crewmen aboard has been hijacked off the Horn of Africa. CBS's Richard Roth has the latest from London.
It was taken over, apparently, by Somali hijackers in the Indian Ocean about 300 miles off the Somali coast. The ship was sailing en route to Mombasa, Kenya. According to a spokesman for the East African Seafarers Assistance Association, which tracks these things, all of the crew were believed to be safe.
The death toll from the Italian earthquake is up to at least 260. American tourist Edith Spagnoli, who was asleep in L'Aquila when the quake struck.
This used to be a place of tranquility, a place of that I used to come to escape and to get back to my roots. And now it's gone.
Duty in a war zone is dangerous, but a new report says some American troops are facing a danger that could easily be prevented. CBS's Steve Kathan has that.
At least three U.S. service members have been electrocuted while showering since the war in Iraq began. Now a military evaluation of electrical systems at American bases there finds a high risk that bad wiring could cause further catastrophic results. The team found ground fault circuit interrupters found in most U.S. homes to prevent electrical shocks are few and far between in Iraq, and much of the wiring is not up to U.S. standards.
The Wall Street Journal says spies in China, Russia, and other countries have hacked into the U.S. electrical grid. Reporter Siobhan Gorman broke the story.
They appear to be mainly on a surveillance mission where they're looking around trying to understand exactly how the system works, where you can turn different controls on and off.
Software programs they left behind could be used to sabotage the grid at some point. The Treasury Department will spend money from the TARP Financial Rescue Program to keep struggling life insurance companies afloat. Economist Peter Morici says it could be money well spent.
The failure of any of our large insurance companies would deal a terrible blow to people that are counting on them for their retirement years.
The Treasury says GM and Chrysler have launched financing support programs for parts suppliers, backed by $5 billion in TARP funds. Two builders have announced a billion-dollar-plus home remodeling project. Pulte's takeover of Centex will make the new company the biggest in the business. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 39 points. This is CBS News.
Summer is coming, so protect your plants from the dry, hot weather now with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Soils.
They store water and release it only when plants need it, so you don't need to worry about over or under watering. And moisture control soils contain Miracle-Gro plant food to feed for up to 3 months, so plants grow twice as big. Moisture control potting mix and moisture control garden soil. The right soils for hot summer weather. Moisture control soils takes the guesswork out of watering.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. State lawmakers today are expected to pass a ban on cell phones for drivers without a hands-free device. One lawmaker who disagrees, Republican Representative Frank McNulty from Highlands Ranch.
You can't legislate common sense, and when you start down the road of passing bills like this, we get to the point where we're talking about other distractions like eating in a car or adjusting the radio or having kids in the back seat, and I think Coloradans are smarter than that.
But lawmakers and Governor Ritter say talking on a cell phone without a hands-free device is a distraction that leads to accidents. U.S. Secretary of Education Arnie Duncan visited Denver schools yesterday. Duncan expressing disappointment with the defeat of a proposal for the children of illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition prices for college. Esteban Flores with the Latino Research and Policy Center vows to continue the fight.
For those persons to link drug cartels and other types of criminality to this issue is just bankrupt and utterly immoral.
And the bill's sponsor, Senator Chris Romer, vows to bring the measure back next year.
You have not heard the last word on tuition equity.
Romer says he's confident he can win over the Democrats who voted against the measure. A familiar name from Denver's past will be in the race for state treasurer. Walker Stapleton is the great-grandson of former Denver Mayor Ben Stapleton. The Republican Stapleton is critical of some of current state treasurer Kerry Kennedy's fiscal policies.
It's like putting the state of Colorado on a treadmill and turning the treadmill up to 10 miles per hour and then having the state try and run at that pace to keep pace.
Stapleton's great-grandfather was mayor of Denver for parts of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. In sports, young Jack Elway hangs up his cleats at an early age, quitting the team at Arizona State after his redshirt freshman year. And the Rockies get their first win of the season over the Diamondbacks. Ubaldo Jimenez throwing a very nice game, 7 innings, 3-0. Rocks win it. They'll play the rubber game of that match in Phoenix this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're looking at some big-time delays as this morning's commute is hitting full speed. C-470, get really slow Wadsworth to Santa Fe. Then again, you'll tap your brakes once you get to Broadway all the way up to I-25. Those are both traveling on the eastbound side. Got a couple different crashes that may get in your way. Eastbound 6th Avenue coming up on Wadsworth. Since you're making your way out of Lakewood, there's an accident on the westbound side of I-70 at Havana. That was most likely due and happened in the backups following a big-time crash that occurred on the west. Westbound side of I-70 right around Vasquez. You're still going to run into slowdowns on both sides of the highway through that stretch. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
Heifer International has designated April as Pass On the Gift Month, a new Heifer initiative for everyone committed to ending hunger and poverty. Heifer helps poor families become self-reliant through gifts of farm animals. The recipients then pass on the gift of animal offspring and training in small farming to others in need. Visit www.heifer.org and learn how you can pass on the gift. Change your world. Pass on the gift. Learn more at H-E-I-F-E-R, heifer.org.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
808, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. 36 degrees in Denver, going up to a beautiful 67. I am so psyched that spring is finally here. I'm also psyched about the guests that we have on the line. Steve Greenhouse is the chief labor reporter for the New York Times. He's one of the few, and this is unfortunate, one of the few remaining full-time labor reporters in the United States. His new book, well, and actually it's not new, but it's out in paperback, is The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker. Steve, thank you so much for taking the time.
Nice to be here, David.
So, your book, The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker, obviously this is very relevant right now. Since you wrote the book, how has it gotten tougher for the American worker? In other words, what did you identify in the book that then became perhaps even worse than you may have even expected?
Sure. My book came out about a year ago. It recently came out in paperback, and it really came out before Americans realized that we were in a recession. And in many ways, the purpose of my book, David, was to explain that in many ways the nation's typical workers were getting a raw deal, that, you know, wages had been flat for years, health benefits were getting worse, 401ks were really going way south. Our nation's manufacturing jobs are rapidly disappearing. Job security was getting worse. And, you know, even before we realized that we were in this recession, things were pretty bad for the typical worker. And I tried to lay out, you know, why that is and explain, you know, the stories of, you know, factory workers who lost their jobs and college grads are having a hard time finding jobs and white-collar workers whose jobs are going to India. So since the book came out, yes, things have gotten far worse for many workers. And, of course, the main way things have gotten worse is that unemployment has been skyrocketing, unfortunately. And you know, the nation's lost 5.1 million jobs over the past year. We've lost about 3 million jobs over the past 5 months, and these are very scary numbers. So, you know, in my book I wrote about job insecurity growing, job security shrinking, but unfortunately it's gotten much, much worse over the past year since my book came out.
We're talking to Steve Greenhouse, of the labor reporter for the New York Times, the author of the great book. It's called The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker. He wrote it a year ago. It's now out in recently out in paperback, and obviously things have gotten tougher. You wrote a story in the Times, I think it was on Sunday, about the labor movement and how the labor movement in this country differs in some ways from the labor movement in other countries. Specifically, it's, well, at least it's public militants in terms of protesting, in terms of making demands on the government. Tell us why those differences may exist, why the American labor movement may seem less, for lack of a better word, militant, less expressive in some cases than other countries' labor movement, and what the consequences and the effects of that difference is.
Sure. It's curious, David. I've been traveling around the country giving talks about my book, as you have about your book, and you know, when I talk about, you know, wages being stagnant and workers often being forced to work off the clock and companies often doing illegal things and that, you know, pensions and health benefits getting worse, the question that I seem to get asked wherever I talk is, if things are so bad for workers, why aren't people angrier? Why aren't they taking more to the streets? And in recent days, we've seen in Europe, you know, these huge demonstrations at the Group of 20 meeting in London, at the French-German border. Last month, you know, an estimated 1 million to 2 million workers in Paris, you know, in France, you know, demonstrated. In France, workers have taken their bosses hostage on four different occasions over the past month. And that, you know, I told my editors it would be interesting to do a story to explain why, you know, workers in the United States seem so much more passive in the face of a worsening, you know, economic crisis. So why are American, you know, unions and workers so much less militant? I think partly is in Europe, you know, there are still very active socialist parties that really you know, promote the idea of a class struggle and that the typical worker is being shafted vis-a-vis the ruling class. I think in the United States, there's much less of a sense of, you know, that the workers are, you know, a proletarian who are being, you know, being exploited. I think, you know, a typical American worker views himself or herself as a member of the, of an upwardly mobile middle class, and they're not seemingly as resentful of those on top, although that's kind of changed a bit in recent weeks because people are so angry about AIG and the huge bonuses there. And I think we really have seen a populist outrage in recent weeks about AIG in a way that we really haven't seen in years towards anyone. But even with all the anger at AIG, even with all the anger at the banks, you know, we still aren't seeing much in the way of demonstrations. I also think that, you know, in my article last Sunday, I talked about how in the 1930s there were huge demonstrations. And now, even though we're in this crisis and there's some populist anger, we're not seeing much in the way of demonstrations. I think kind of Americans have lost their memory muscle about how to protest and how to, at least American workers have lost the memory muscle about how to protest and how to take to the streets. Certainly, anti-war activists, you know, have been doing that since the Vietnam War, and they did that again in protesting against the Iraq War. But unions and typical workers just don't protest as much. And lastly, David, I could talk about this at length. I think, you know, Americans, you know, they come home from work, they're tired, you know, they look at their computer, they watch cable TV, they watch the NCAA playoffs, they watch their favorite baseball or football team. If they're angry about something, they often, you know, will email their congressman. And I think, you know, the form of protest, you know, people are busy with other things, and the form of protest often, and takes a more private form of, like, emailing congressmen rather than going to the streets.
We're talking
about the long answer.
No, it's informative. But New York Times, we're talking to New York Times labor and workplace reporter Steve Greenhouse. His new book, out in paperback, is The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker. You know, it's at one level fascinating to me that European and labor unions and other industrialized countries are more militant than American workers, when in fact those workers have in many cases a better social safety net than American workers. There's universal health care systems, there's more robust welfare systems. So at first glance, you might think, well, workers who don't have those things might be more radicalized than workers who do. That's not the case. I'm wondering if you detect, is there any culpability, responsibility, impact on that militancy or lack thereof from the labor leadership? Is the labor leadership, has it not been organizing unions for that kind of action?
I think you make a good point, David. I think in Europe, union leaders feel that it's, you know, good to, you know, flex one's muscles regularly, that if you don't mobilize the rank and file, if you don't have a show of power on the streets, you know, people don't take you seriously, and your power starts to atrophy. I think union leaders, you know, here have, you know, they don't like that, you know, they don't like a show of force. I also, you know, just geographically, you know, in Britain with London and France with Paris, with, you know, Italy with Rome, if you, you know, there's one clearly central city for the country, and if you have a big demonstration, if you shut down the transit system in that country, everyone pays attention. It's on the front page. The United States is a much more dispersed nation, much larger nation. So if you have a big demonstration in Washington or New York or in Denver and Seattle or in San Francisco, it doesn't grab national attention the same way that, you know, if the French unions have one big day of protest, it can really shut down Paris and become the number one story in French newspapers. You know, ditto with, you know, Italy, ditto with Britain.
Right.
I think American union leaders also generally are more willing to cooperate with management than European union leaders. And I think a lot of American union leaders have kind of bought into the system. And some union leaders, you know, are fighting harder, challenging management harder. But I think in this age of globalization where, you know, white-collar workers and blue-collar workers both are worried about losing their jobs, you know, to China or India, I think, you know, that's kind of pressured union leaders to think twice, well, if we become, you know, royal pains in the rear, if we fight too much, maybe that will just hasten management's decision to move jobs overseas. So I think globalization has kind of, you know, weakened the grip of union leaders and made them rethink their strategies.
We're talking to Steve Greenhouse, the New York Times labor and workplace reporter. His new book out in paperback, The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker. Steve, last question on the Employee Free Choice Act, the bill to make it easier for workers to unionize. You've been covering this. What's the latest on it? There's a lot of talk that Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas, she's backed off it. There's some talk that that means the bill is killed. It's a big issue out here because there are a number of legislators, especially our senators, Mark Udall and Michael Bennett, who have, well, in Udall's case, he's sort of starting to dance around the issue a little bit, and Bennett has actually publicly refused to take a position on the bill. So where are we in that bill? What, if you had to, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you had to sort of game out what you think is going to happen, you know, what are the chances of this bill either getting a vote or even passing?
Sure. First, for listeners who don't know much about the bill is called the Employee Free Choice Act. It would make it much easier for unions to organize workers because as soon as the majority of employees at the workplace sign cards saying they want a union, they would then win the right to union recognition. And that would, you know, they could do that without this 1 month or 2 month long campaign where management pressures workers to oppose a union and then a secret ballot election is held. Anyway, business and labor are really engaged in their biggest lobbying battle in probably 50, 60 years on this. I mean, there's been a humongous fight on both sides. And, you know, for the Employee Free Choice Act to be passed, it really needs 60 votes of support in the Senate to overcome a filibuster. And the Democrats really have, 58 votes in the Senate. Al Franken has not yet been seated from Minnesota. That would give them 59. So to reach 60, the Democrats, to reach 60 votes on the Employee Free Choice Act, you know, the Democrats would need everyone plus picking up one or two Republicans. The Republican they were counting on to go with them, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, has said he would oppose the bill as written, and now Blanche Lincoln, the senator, Democratic senator from Arkansas, said she'd oppose it. So I think labor and the Democratic supporters of the bill just don't have the 60 votes right now. They do say that during the congressional recess, they're going to knock on doors and meet with senators and demonstrate outside their offices to try to help line up the 60 votes. I think that's a real uphill battle right now. But I do think, David, that there can be compromise legislation where I think it wouldn't be that hard for labor to get 60 votes of support.
For at least some step forward.
Yeah, for at least. I think a majority of people in the Senate probably, in a straight-up vote, I think a majority of people in the Senate would vote for this bill. The problem is that it can't get the 60 votes to overcome a filibuster. But I could see compromise legislation that would, you know, make it easier for unions to win by having, you know, very fast elections so that
so there's not the anti right. There's not the anti-union campaign.
It's much harder for management to have a 1 month or 2 month anti-union campaign where they really, you know, can dominate the debate and kind of, you know, often largely prevent unions from doing much to campaign.
Steve Greenhouse, the New York Times labor and workplace reporter, author of The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker. I encourage everyone to go out and get it. Hey, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks. Pleasure to speak to everyone in Denver. Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Sure. Bye-bye.
That was Steve Greenhouse, the New York Times chief labor and workplace reporter. A great guy, a great reporter. His book, again, The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker. After the break, we're going to have Denver DA Mitch Morrissey on to talk to us about a crime scam going on in Denver. It sort of sounds like it's out of a TV show, but so stick around. I'm David Sirota filling in for John Turk on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Did I say I'm David Sirota filling in for John Turk?
I wish it was my show, Dave. I tell you what, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? No.
Oh, it's been one of those mornings. I'm David Strada filling in for Jay Marvin. Sorry, Jay, if you're listening. All right, let's go to John Turk in traffic.
Right. Thank you, Dave. This earlier accident, westbound I-70 around Steele, has really messed things up there. Heading into downtown, also got a crash on the westbound side at Havana. So leaving Aurora, heading into downtown, going to take you quite some time. That's our only highway accident right now. They have cleaned up that one on eastbound 6th Avenue around Wadsworth. Our stop-and-go jams right now in the usual spots, southbound I-25, I-70 past Spear Boulevard, eastbound C-470 in Littleton from Wadsworth all the way down past Santa Fe. Northbound 25 also filling up in the bridges area up to Alameda. Your forecast, mostly sunny, light winds, and possible isolated rain showers this afternoon. Expect to get up to 70 degrees right now downtown, checking in at 45. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got him. For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Like other grass seed brands, Smart Seed saves water every year for the life of your lawn. Use the only Smart Seed, Pennington Smart Seed. For more information, visit SmartSeed.com.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite SafeLight repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Tom Hartman.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman program, should children learn how to kill and skin the Easter Bunny on TV? What? You got to be here for this one. I'm serious. Plus, peanuts, pistachios, and spices. Oh, my! Does the food industry need more regulation, or will it cost the industry and consumers too much? Then J.D. Hansen of the Center for Food Safety tells us why the FDA needs a complete overhaul.
It's the Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
826. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're gonna get Mitch Morrissey on the phone. I'm a little nervous about that interview. I get nervous around. So sometimes I get nervous around like lawyers and cops and law enforcement people. I mean, I have a lot of respect for people who are in law enforcement. I just, you know, it's funny. In the movie Glengarry Glen Ross. You remember that? Remember that line? He goes, Alan Arkin comes out of the interrogation with the cops, and he goes to Al Pacino. He goes, "I'm something like." He goes, "Yeah." He's like, "I was really nervous." He goes, and Al Pacino goes, "You know who's not nervous when they talk to cops?" And Arkin goes, "No, who?" He goes, "Thieves." All right, back to the phones. We'll go to Vince in Commerce City. Vince,
thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
God, is this guy really hit it on the nose. We are different. I happen to be a union representative of Teamsters. And have things changed? Obviously they have. We're not as active, and I always ask myself the same question when you look at European countries. And I think it's there's a collage of reasons, if you will. why we do things so much differently, and we seem to be cooperative with too cooperative with politicians, and having to compromise with management. And a lot of it, I think, is how America views itself as a worker. We're taught in this country to, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, do your own thing, and so people honestly believe that they are valued in the workforce, that they bring something to the table, which they do. But what they don't understand that at the end of the day, it's, the bottom line is the dollar as far as the company goes. And so oftentimes they're caught off guard when they are fired or unreasonable demands are put upon them in the workforce. They're kind of caught off guard and frustrated and all of that, but they also feel helpless. And unfortunately, because we play by the rules as labor, and we use the vehicle that's there, and that's collective bargaining. Meanwhile, as we sit at the table and negotiate contracts, their contracts are really being negotiated under gold domes, like at the Capitol here in Denver, as well as in Washington. The National Labor Relations Board set there to make things flow easily and fairly. Give me a break. It does not work. So I often wonder myself, why is it that we don't hit the streets? About the only time that we really hit the streets is when we put people out there, and we're really good at mobilizing people and putting people in office. But once we get them there, it's like we sit back, and you had a guest on, David, I think it was earlier this week, or maybe at the end of last week, that was talking about FDR and his statement, "Make me do it," as well as Obama coming out and saying the same thing. And at our monthly meeting last night, I told our membership that, guys, the job is not done. We have to push these people. Now, that means not just emailing and writing letters to your state representative and congressional people or whatever. I believe we have to take it to the next step and stand on Capitol, stand at the Capitol, on the lawn and protest and be visible.
That's right. That means it means getting up into people's faces. Vince, you're absolutely right. And stick around on Friday. We're going to have a show. One of our guests is going to be somebody, an organization that is organizing some national protests all over the country. About the bailout and the financial situation, but in general, I completely agree with you. We've got to get up in their face. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 8:30. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. 303-713-7600. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Still working this crash westbound I-70 at Havana. Also had an earlier crash around Vasquez. So trip coming westbound from Aurora into downtown Denver. A little behind. Same deal, southbound I-25. No accidents, but normal delays there. 58th Avenue to Spear Boulevard going to hit speeds in the teens and 20s. Same speeds northbound side there from around Downing Street up to Alameda. Also, regular jams westbound Turnpike, Table Mesa out to Baseline. Eastbound side going to be sluggish from Sheridan down to I-25. Your forecast, partly cloudy. Look for high around 70 today. Nice day. Slight chance of rain, though, this afternoon. Evening, look for a low around 31. Right now, 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Save now with Safeway and your Safeway club card. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the Xcel solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
And they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I've bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Hi, this is Ed McCaffrey, and I'd like to request a little more consideration from all you fans of Goodfeet Arch Supports. Don't get me wrong, I love it when you come up to me in the mall and want to chat about how Goodfeet relieve the pain in your feet, heels, knees, and back. My only complaint is that some of you ask me to take off my shoes to prove I'm actually wearing them myself. Now, maybe in this day of phony promises and exaggerated product claims, you've become just a little cynical. So let me clear things up. Yes, I wear my Goodfeet Arch Supports in my shoes every day. I wear them in all my shoes, whether I'm playing golf or getting ready for a night out. Why? Because they take away the pain I used to feel. And yes, I'm wearing them as I speak to you right now. Believe me, I wouldn't say nice things about Goodfeet Arch Supports if they weren't true.
Donate your new or used shoes at any Goodfeet store and get 10% off your arch support purchase. Proceeds go to Goodwill's School to Work program, helping 26,000 at-risk Colorado students. Call 1-877-620-FEET for the store nearest you. Goodfeet, America's number one arch support.
Would you like to pay off your consumer debt in months and your mortgage in a fraction of the time? To learn how, listen to Go Debt Free Go Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Or register right now for your free financial freedom workshop at GoDebtFreeGo.com.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says rivet?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
The cops aren't going to find the guy?
Nope.
Why do you think so?
Why? Because they're stupid. Where were you last night?
Where were you?
Where was I?
Yeah.
I was at home. Where were you?
At home.
See? Were you the guy who broke in?
Was I?
Yes.
No.
And don't sweat it, George. You know why?
No.
You have nothing to hide.
When I talk to the police, I get nervous.
Yes. You know who doesn't?
No.
Who? Thieves.
But I don't know what I'm going to tell them.
The truth, George. Always tell the truth. The easiest thing to remember.
That was from Glengarry Glen Ross. That's kind of the way I feel when I talk to law enforcement and prosecutors. I don't know. Get a little nervous. But that's not, shouldn't be an insult to people who are in law enforcement. It's just, you know, law enforcement's serious stuff. We're still trying to get on the line Denver District Attorney Mitch Morrissey to talk about, and if we don't get him on the line in the next segment, well, I'll just tell you about this. I'll go into it myself. But about something that's come to Denver that seems like it's out of a TV show. I think as we wait for Mitch Morrissey, I'm going to reopen for a special session. Why don't we reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo? There we go. All right, so the AM 760 Progressive Dojo is reopened. We're taking all comers on the issue of immigration. We can debate this out, duke it out. What did you think about the state Senate rejecting the tuition equity bill that would have provided, would have allowed children of undocumented workers to have access to in-state tuition rates? Were you happy about that decision, that state Senate vote? In the 7 a.m. hour, we had State Senator Morgan Carroll on the show. to explain. She was one of the five Democrats to vote against the bill, vote with Republicans to kill this bill. The bill lost by one vote. We've got open lines, 303-713-7600. Come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, and let's spar it out here. A crane kick you to the face. All racists, nativists, nationalists, you're welcome here into my dojo, into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo to spar with me. 303-713-7600. 838. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, and before we get to the dojo, all right, what we're going to do is the dojo is filling up now. The phones, the dojo is filling up. The phones are lit up. So, but they're also lit up with we've got Denver District Attorney Mitch Morrissey on the line. So if you're on the phone holding on to enter the dojo on immigration, just hang on. First, we're going to go to Denver District Attorney Mitch Morrissey. Thank you for taking the time this morning.
No problem, David. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just played a clip from Glengarry Glen Ross about how I sometimes get a little nervous talking to law enforcement officials. No offense. No offense to you. It's just that, you know, you guys enforce the law. It's serious stuff. So so forgive
now,
me for that.
Relax.
Is that what you say before you interrogate people?
Yeah.
So I asked you to come, I asked you to come on because I read this story in the Denver Post about the Metro DAs are warning of traveling con men. Now, I'm a huge fan of Lost, of the show Lost, and there's a bunch of different con men on this show. And I'm, you know, the show kind of, it actually doesn't really glorify or glamorize con men, but it sort of seems like something, you hear about this, something out of a TV show. Tell us what's going on and what people need to be on the lookout for in this really very real world problem.
Well, we call these con men, they're called travelers, and they come into Denver in this area, the whole metro area, in fact, the whole state of Colorado, usually every spring, and they prey on victims, primarily elderly victims, by going door to door, offering home repair, paving, roofing, those types of scams. And they try to get the money up front without a contract. They do poor quality work, if any work at all, and usually it's work that's not necessary. They're usually fairly friendly, but very, very, it's pressure, high pressure. And like I say, they really focus on senior homeowners. So we have a lot of advice and tips. And like I say, we see these every year. Some of these people are third or fourth generation con men. They travel into Denver, and it's usually around construction and repair.
And that's interesting that you know or that you can suspect that they're, as you said, third or fourth generation con men. And again, not to expose myself as somebody who gets some of my information on this from the television show Lost, but on the show, there's a whole theme about how being a con man is a sort of a lineage, a heritage among. How have you figured that out?
Well, it's just been something that we know. They come primarily from the East. It's North Carolina, South Carolina, that area. A lot of times, one of the things that will signal somebody that they are dealing with one of these traveler con people is that they have out-of-state plates. They usually drive nice trucks. They usually look like construction trucks, but they may have out-of-state plates. They come to the door. They want you to do. They want to do work on your sidewalk. They say they're going to fix the cracks for $30-some, and next thing you know, they're trying to get into you for thousands of dollars on foundation repair, roof repair, that type of thing. So we know the area that they basically come from. They're somebody that I've been here for 25 years. So there are groups that we know. They come into Denver on a fairly regular basis in the spring. You know, we see the same thing in the winter, in the fall, around furnace repair. And so what we try to do is get the tips out there, get the information out there so people can avoid falling victim to these con men.
We're talking to Denver District Attorney Mitch Morrissey about a new influx here in Denver of what's called travelers. These are con men who come into the city and into cities apparently across the Front Range to basically con particularly elderly people on home repairs. The number, if you think you've been dealing with or you've seen around one of these travelers, Denver District Attorney's fraud line is 720-913-9179, and the Denver Police Department's number is 720-913-2000. Last question for you here. How much of an upsurge is this? What I mean by that is, is it not just a seasonal upsurge? Is it an upsurge from past years? I mean, is this a particularly bad situation now, or is this sort of a cyclical thing?
Well, one of the reasons it happens seasonally, and one of the reasons we're bringing it to everybody's attention is we've already had one victim, an 84-year-old woman who was conned out of almost $10,000, them indicating that she needed foundation repair because her foundation was leaking when it wasn't at all. All they did was spray some worthless paint on it. The important thing here, David, is that a lot of people are embarrassed. They think they got taken. They don't report these things. And that's why it's important that you gave out the numbers. Because if somebody does get taken by one of these con people, we need to know about it. If they give us a call, then maybe we can put together a case. We can certainly warn people what the latest scam is. So it's important that even though somebody may be embarrassed, they think that they were contacted by one of these guys, they should make the call just so we know what's going on and possibly could prevent other victims from falling victim to these scams.
And again, that number is the Denver District Attorney's fraud line is 720-913-9179. Police Department number 720-913-2000. I think you're absolutely right. People should not be embarrassed to call in this stuff. And I know I said it was the last question, but I got one more then for you.
Okay.
How much of this is do you suspect is kind of recidivist crime? I mean, is this a small number of people doing a lot of crime?
Small number of people, but they're criminals. That's what they do. They go out and they offer some kind of repair just to steal people's money. So they are habitual criminals. This is what they do. There's a small group of them, but they come into town every spring.
Denver District Attorney Mitch Morrissey, before I let you go, I'm not going to put you on the spot here, but at some point I would love it if you come back on the show and we can talk a little bit about our drug policy, our drug enforcement policy here in Denver. So I'm putting you on the spot. Will you at least consider it?
Sure.
Okay, good. Denver District Attorney Mitch Morrissey, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, David.
Okay. That was Denver District Attorney Mitch Morrissey telling us about what sounds like it's out of a television show, but it's real, folks. There are these travelers. They're called travelers. They're con men who come to the city and say that they're going to fix your house. And the Denver District Attorney and district attorneys across the Front Range are saying that they are we're experiencing an influx of these con men, these con people, and you can call the Denver DA's office at 720-913-9179 and the police department at 720-913-2000 if you think you've been a victim of this kind of con. And as I said, it seems like it's out of a TV show. It certainly seems like it's out of the TV show, specifically the one I'm obsessed with, Lost. But it's very real. 8:46, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. That sound is the sound of us, as I said, reopening the AM 760 dojo to spar it out. Let's have it out. I'm ready to crane kick racists, nationalists, xenophobes, anti-immigrant people. We're talking about the bill that was rejected by the Senate, State Senate here, that would have allowed the children of undocumented workers to simply have access to in-state tuition rates instead of out-of-state tuition rates, prohibitively and punitively high out-of-state tuition rates. What do you think about that? We heard from Morgan Carroll, one of the Democrats who voted against that bill. What do you think about it? 303-713-7600. The dojo is open. Jeff, you're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Hey, just trying to understand your position and how these people are either undocumented or illegal aliens. Exactly what is the classification? Not necessarily the children, but their parents.
They are here without immigration documentation.
Their parents are here without immigration documentation. So, therefore, they are illegal? I don't understand that position. And if that's truly the case, I happen to be in a profession where I'm kind of somewhat, I think, impacted adversely by undocumented or illegal aliens that work in throughout the region here in Colorado specifically, but I know nationally as well probably.
What is that profession?
Construction.
How are you adversely affected?
Well, whether it be, you know, they on site doing work and they're not being paid at a fair rate of wage, which I think kind of enters your last discussion about unions and stuff a little bit, but suffice it to say, I think that anybody who hires undocumented or illegal aliens to perform work in any capacity should be dealt with appropriately. And I take some offense to, well, here are their kids, and they're here, and they've been born here or not, and suddenly I'm supposed to subsidize not only these people who take work right out of my hands, therefore from my family, that I'm going to now subsidize their children to have benefits that I can't even afford for my own family, who we're not undocumented.
Well, I've said this before, and the Republicans who oppose this bill acknowledge it as well. There is no cost to the state budget of this bill. So you're not subsidizing anything. It only gives them access to in-state tuition rates. It does not give them a free benefit to college. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I want to be clear, and I've said this before, I think our immigration laws are very, very screwed up, and I think they're deliberately screwed up to create a situation where undocumented workers compete with American documented workers in a wage-cutting race to the bottom. And I think that that's unacceptable, and that's wrong. The question is whether you want to take out your anger at that situation on the children of undocumented workers who are here in an undocumented fashion through no choice of their own. That's really the ultimate question. And I think that there's no contradiction in saying that I think that our immigration laws are messed up and that they're deliberately messed up by corporate forces that want to pay people bad wages, but also say that we shouldn't take out that situation on kids. That's really where that's where I am. Thanks for the call, Jeff. 850, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. We're sparring it out on in-state tuition rates for the children of undocumented workers. Give us a call. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic's starting to improve for us around the city. Just the normal jams as you're making your way around southbound I-25. Going to be busy there from around 58th Avenue past Spear Boulevard. Speeds, though, up into the 30s and 40s now. Eastbound C-470 also busy there in the Highlands Ranch area. Broadway up to Quebec. Going to bust loose there once you get to the I-25 interchange. Northbound 25 busy in the bridges from about DU up to Alameda. And southbound 2 1/4 also busy heading into the tech center there from Parker Road down to Yosemite. One crash out there. It's at 38th and Peoria. Your forecast, mostly sunny, light winds, possible isolated rain showers this afternoon. We also expect to get up to around 70 degrees. Pretty nice right now. Downtown checking in at 45. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Discover LetLoveHeal.com. Can love prevent depression and improve memory? Does affection from dogs lengthen human life? Can singing to plants help them bloom? There are so many amazing things love can do. You may be surprised at what you discover at LetLoveHeal.com.
Hey there, everybody. I'm Karen. Here's how I'm saving money and helping to save the planet. I get a great price on these Nature Source cleaning products at Walmart. They're plant-based, so they're good for my family and the planet. And if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers each used one bottle of Nature Source instead of a petroleum-based cleaner, we'd save over 1.7 million gallons of petroleum. Now that's some real cleaning power. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Now
Now you can win the weight loss struggle once and for all. Cleanse to Thin is a two-step program that decreases your hunger and increases your energy by eliminating toxins and overcoming leptin resistance. Leptin resistance causes those constant cravings that say, I'm hungry. The Cleanse to Thin weight loss system is revolutionary and it works. First, while you sleep, it cleanses your body of the harmful byproducts and toxins that have been stored up for years. Second, it puts the natural compound Lectopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy. This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN. Or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com. And Lectopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy. This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN. Or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
Did you know that virtually all replacement windows are tested and rated for energy efficiency before they are offered for sale to the public? Colorado Window Store strongly urges consumers to beware of other companies out there that are misleading you to think you're getting something of value almost given to you. Hi, this is Leo from Colorado Window Source. My partners, Kurt, Scott, and I offer true pricing. Our best price, the first time, all the time. No gimmicks, no false discounts, no pressure. Colorado Window Source is your premier provider for replacement windows, siding, patio, and entry doors. By the way, the government is giving money away. Take advantage of the stimulus plan tax credit, and we will match your credit up to the maximum of $1,500. Call it the Colorado Window Source. Stimulate and maximize your savings program. We have the best pricing, great referrals, Gold Star No Complaints Award from the BBB, proud member of Tom Martino's referral list, and our service is backed by our exclusive true warranty. So give us a call at 720-200-2700 or click on ColoradoWindowSource.com. Or stop by our showroom on the southwest corner of County Line in Quebec in Highlands Ranch.
Hey, 65, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open for all comers. Let's go back to the phones. The dojo is open. Eddie in Littleton, you're in the Progressive Dojo. Hello, Eddie. Welcome to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Eddie, you there? Eddie, you there? Going once. All right. Wait, are you there, Eddie?
Hello?
Hey, Eddie. Welcome to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
I reject the premise that if you think illegal aliens are treated any differently than legal citizens, you're a racist. And I'd like to give you some examples and ask you if you think these are racist moves as well. We don't issue them, or they're not entitled to Social Security benefits. Does that make the United States government racist?
This doesn't cost the state anything.
No, I'm not. I'm asking you.
That's a cost.
The premise
that's a cost.
That you have as a racist, if you treat them.
It's a segregationist education system.
So if we don't give them driver's licenses, does that make the state of Colorado racist?
It's a segregationist education system. It's a two-tiered education system.
You to defend your position that if you don't agree on the tuition bill, that you're a racist, and I'm saying.
I didn't say that. That's not what I said. Apparently you didn't listen. What I said is that some of the opposition to this bill is coming from an ugly, racist, nationalist, nativist impulse. I didn't say all of it did. I said some of it. Some of the loudest parts of that opposition is coming from that. And I think to deny that means you just haven't been listening to the show. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Tom in Evergreen. You got 30 seconds, Tom.
Okay. Hey, David. I love your talk show, and I know Jay is a good guy, but if we could get you in somehow, that'd be awesome too. I want to ask you about the issue of it doesn't cost the state anything. Don't we subsidize in-state tuition?
Well, in terms of the budget, it does not cost anything extra in the budget, because when you pay in-state tuition, you're paying into the system. So in terms of the budget, and this is on both sides of the aisle, they said this is not a negative consequence to the budget. Hey, listen, I got to run at the top of the news. Sorry to cut it short.
Thanks.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo will be open after the top of the news.
Like you. I'm a regular dude.
Ed Schultz.
You know, sometimes we can't see the forest because of the trees. A lot of stuff happens.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
And some good things as well.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm tired. Tired of all the propaganda, myths, half-truths, and out-and-out lies that is passed on to middle America by our government, financial institutions, and those so-called financial gurus when it comes to building a sizable nest egg. My name is Wade McKelvey. I'm the founder of Moving at the Speed of Wealth. I am dedicated to helping middle America get on the path to riches through sound education. If 80% of what you have been told about building wealth were dead wrong, how fast would you want to know about it? If you recently lost 50% of your money, you need 100% returns just to break even. You don't win the game by investing in the roller coaster ride known as the stock market. You win the game by receiving better, consistent, and safe returns on your money and implementing strategies to enhance those returns. You see, it all starts with education. By now you realize that this conventional wisdom is just not working. Let's get you on the path to recovery. And the first step is to order my free educational information kit. This kit is free to anyone ready for change. And you can order it by going to SOWradio.com or calling 1-877-6-RETIRE today. It's urgent.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM 760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's an old story now, but with a new twist. Pirates have struck off the coast of Somalia, but this time Americans are involved. Let's get the latest live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
About 20 Americans are being held on the Maersk, Alabama, a 17,000-ton cargo ship.
A primary concern is, of course, is to ensure proper support of the crew.
Maersk spokesman Michael Storgard, British maritime officials have contacted the ship, and the word is everyone is okay, but it's not known if there's been any kind of ransom demand. The company has been in contact with the U.S. Navy about this, and the White House is getting the latest information, too. This area off Somalia has been dangerous territory. 6 ships have been seized in the past week. Nick?
It's a potential national security threat. Current and retired national security officials have been quoted by the Wall Street Journal as saying spies from several countries, including Russia and China, have hacked the U.S. electrical grid.
We didn't pay attention to this for a long time. We didn't think about having to secure our networks, and so now we're paying the price.
James Lewis is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
You send a bomber over or a commando team, they're going to try and blow up power stations or bring down power lines. It's a lot easier and a lot more fun to do it sitting in your own office than having to sneak in or fly over.
Trying to counter the threat has been expensive. During the past 6 months, the Pentagon has spent about $100 million. There's reportedly bailout money on the way for life insurance companies on the verge of going under. The funds would be made available under an expansion of the Troubled Asset Relief Program that's helping banks and other financial institutions. Economist Peter Morici says the insurance companies have been hit hard.
Often they have to invest this money in real estate, in stocks, bonds, and so forth, and we all know what's been happening to the value of those assets. They've been declining. So they've essentially been making bets, much as banks have, and they've been getting caught at it.
The Wall Street Journal quotes sources who say the announcement will be made in a few days. Despite losing their jobs, some people are bouncing back. CareerBuilder.com says in the past 3 months, 4 of 10 laid-off workers found full-time jobs. Sean Oreshnik, who works in advertising, was unemployed for a month and a half before he landed a new job.
I certainly don't look at my story and say, yep, things are turning around. Other people can get jobs within a month and a half if they apply themselves. I don't have that frame of mind. I think, quite seriously, I was lucky.
And ironically, Oreshnik's new employer is a company he applied to nearly a year ago. The death toll in the Italian earthquake has climbed to at least 260 as crews continue clearing away the debris. And as CBS's Alan Pizzi reports from the town of L'Aquila, there are still miracles in the rubble.
Last night, a 20-year-old woman was pulled to safety after spending 43 hours trapped in the ruins of an apartment building. The fireman who found Eleonora Calassini said it would be worth working 6 months without pay for such a moment.
And checking Wall Street at this hour, a rally is underway, although not much of one. The Dow is ahead about 6 points, the NASDAQ is up 9, and the S&P 500 up 2. This is CBS News.
Hey, everybody loves their car until something goes wrong, right? Well, listen up. April is National Car Care Month. Now, I'm not asking you to buy your car flowers or take it out for dinner. Just treat it right with an oil change special at Advance Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for only $14.99. Buy the oil and filter, and Advance will give you $2 off any air or cabin air filter to boot. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Summer is coming, so protect your plants from the dry, hot weather now with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Soils. They store water and release it only when plants need it, so you don't need to worry about over- or underwatering. And Moisture Control Soils contain Miracle-Gro plant food to feed for up to 3 months, so plants grow twice as big. Moisture Control Potting Mix and Moisture Control Garden Soil, the right soils for hot summer weather. Moisture Control Soils takes the guesswork out of watering.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. You may soon have to put down that cell phone while you're driving. State lawmakers are getting ready to pass a measure requiring drivers to use only hands-free devices behind the wheel. Representative Frank McNulty has some hang-ups with the measure.
I have no problem with hands-free, and I use it myself, and in fact encourage others to use hands-free. But I think it's an intrusion into what we do in our cars, and so that's a dangerous precedent.
Other lawmakers, though, say the bill is needed to keep roads safer, and Governor Romer supports the proposal. A bill to allow the children of illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition prices for college is likely to return to the state legislature next year.
We are not done fighting. This fight has just begun.
Joelle Martinez with the Latino Forum says she was surprised to see some Democrats join Republicans in voting down the idea. More job losses. Micromotion of Boulder says it's laying off 37 employees, about 7% of the company's workforce. Another local company is hiring. Tony's Market is holding a job fair today. Tony's is looking for 70 employees for its new store at 10th and Broadway.
We're not equipped to interview 1,000 people today, but we definitely will make sure to consider every single person that comes by today. So if we can't meet with them face-to-face today, we will make sure to read every single resume that comes through our online application system and also do it through phone screening process.
Human Resources Director Linnea Lewison says the job fair takes place at the Spear Workforce Center on North Spear Boulevard from 10 till 2 today. Sports, young Jack Elway quitting the Arizona State football team after his redshirt freshman year, saying he wants to do other things. And the Rockies get their first win of the season, 3-0 over the Diamondbacks behind the pitching of Ubaldo Jimenez. The two teams go again this afternoon in Phoenix. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some leftover delays on 36 right around McCaslin. It's also a busy ride on I-25 downtown. That'll tack a minute or two onto your right. On the other hand, speeds are improving on I-70. This is west of 225, making your way towards the Coliseum and vice versa through that stretch. There's a crash in the cleanup stages, 38th and Peoria, and a medical emergency, Mexico and Colorado. Personnel are on scene. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new everyday value menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot
to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed. And I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
907, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 41 degrees in Denver, going up to 67 today, a beautiful day. 303-713-7600 is the number. And let's, in the final hour, let's reopen the Progressive Dojo, the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Let's duke it out. All comers. We've been talking about the immigration issue. The voting down of Senate Bill 170 to allow the children of undocumented workers to have access to in-state tuition rates. What do you think about that? We had on State Senator Morgan Carroll. She defended her vote. She was one of five Democrats to vote against the bill. I think we have an educationally segregationist system in our state. What do you think? Steve in Denver, you're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Did you say Steve?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you cut out there for a second. Yeah, I'm calling in to weigh in on this. And the reason is kind of twofold, maybe even threefold. My wife and I both grew up here. Our parents paid taxes all these years while we were growing up in Boulder and Arvada, respectively. My wife went to CU after she graduated, after I got her through school. We got married when she was in college. We moved down to Alabama with her job. Now, I paid out-of-state tuition there, being a Colorado resident. And because I was in Alabama for a year and a half, when I came back to finish my degree in Colorado, I had to pay out-of-state tuition here. Now, there's some inequity there. There's somebody who is born and raised in Colorado and leaves for a short time has to come back and pay out-of-state tuition. The other thing is I now have my kids in private school, and I'm also subsidizing the public education system, which I don't mind. I have no problems as long as you know what, everything is on the up and up and everybody's doing their fair share. Again, we aren't taking that on the kids, but you know what, it just promotes more people coming in and wanting to get into the system, and it's one thing after another. And I agree with your last caller. You started out by saying, all you xenophobes and bigots, please feel free to call in so we can duke it out.
So
there it is. I mean, how come we're all bigots and xenophobes if we don't agree with you?
I don't understand. Who said that? No, I didn't say that. That's not what I said. I pick my words very, very carefully. I'm a writer.
Well,
I pick my words very carefully. I did not say that everybody who's called up here is a racist or a bigot if you oppose this bill. What I said is racists and bigots who oppose this bill are welcome to call up here. That's two different things. So don't try to spin my words.
Well, no, you said please call up so we can duke it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess to my point, why was it fair to me to leave for a year and a half and then have to come back?
That wasn't fair to you, but I'll throw it right back at you. Just because you were treated unfairly, you want to treat other people unfairly? That's nice.
Oh, no. You know what? Different rules for different folks is what it is.
It's not, I mean, honestly, you got a pretty negative attitude. I mean, your negative attitude is basically that you were treated wrongly, so everyone else should be treated wrongly. That's just nasty. I mean, because you were treated wrongly, we should fix how you were treated.
Well, yeah, we really see that moving in the right direction. But here's my point. Here's one of my points. I am supplementing the educational system through my tax dollars, and at the same time, I am paying for my kids to go to private school.
Right, and your state is being subsidized by undocumented workers. You know that, right? We've talked about that. Your state is being subsidized by undocumented workers. As study after study after study has shown, the amount of taxes paid by undocumented workers into states through sales taxes, through other all sorts of other taxes, is higher than the amount of services that they take out. And that's not me talking. That's the Republican, the ultra-Republican conservative comptroller of Texas, the mother of George Bush's press secretary, Scott McClellan. So on the whole, you're not subsidizing anything. You're being subsidized.
Really? I don't understand that, how I can be paying private tuition. Now, if you get into the voucher system, I would say, yeah, that's fair. Then I can choose
where
my dollars go.
On the whole, your state is being subsidized by undocumented immigrants. Your state, it is a net financial positive to the state of Colorado. Undocumented workers are a net financial positive to the state of Colorado and to the nation. I mean, that's what we don't talk about around here. I mean, it's really easy to say, well, I pay taxes and they don't, and so I'm subsidizing them, but it's just not the facts. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to, oh, wait, did he want to get another word? Do you still want to get another word?
Yeah, just one second.
Okay.
I only have one thing.
Okay.
And I guess when you're talking to Mitch Morsi,
yeah,
and you're saying you respect the law, you guys pick and choose the laws that are work for you, and if they don't work for you, anytime we come forward, we're bigots, or anytime it doesn't work for you, you spin it. And you know what? You obviously don't respect the law.
You guys? You people? Did I just hear that you say that? I think I can check the tape. You people?
No, you did hear you people.
You people,
you know,
right?
You know which side I'm coming from. You know what? I'm just a little bit tired of being called a bigot and a racist there because I don't agree with somebody.
You're not a bigot and a racist, but you're referring to you people.
Yeah,
you people just want to enforce the law. Okay.
You people who spin it on 760 there. That's why I like to listen in every once in a while, just to.
Well, you hear the music.
I feel it's a bigotry.
You hear the music, pal?
Yeah.
That's for you.
Okay, kiss mine.
That was Steve in Denver. Thanks, Steve. Let's go back to the phones. The AM 760 Dojo is open for business. Bring it on, Janet. From Englewood, you're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
I'm so glad you took my call. Oh, it just broke my heart to hear this last caller. Oh, my gosh, he goes to another state and has to pay out-of-state tuition. Must be nice that you can afford to pay that.
Well, even if it's wrong, I mean, even if he's got a case that's on the borderline and he wasn't treated right, the idea of, like, well, I wasn't treated right, so everyone else shouldn't be treated right. It's a really ugly human emotion.
It is. And you know what? Going to college costs a lot of money. And for children of illegal, undocumented people, I mean, it's going to cost a lot of money. Do you really think a lot of people can afford to go to college and then to charge these kids out-of-state tuition? I just think there's a lot of mean and insensitive people in this state, which is so sad.
There really are. It's people who can't see life through anybody else's eyes except their own. And unfortunately, we have a society and a culture that is about seeing and legislating through the eyes, essentially, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, of white men. There is a white male bias in our laws and how we make laws and how we see our culture. And actually, the most interesting way that you saw that was, I think, was yesterday when there was a caller who said, you know, I don't want to go into, I wouldn't go into somebody else's culture and ask them to accept my culture. Well, actually, that's what white male America does all the time. I mean, that's why when you travel to Europe, why do you think when you travel to Europe or any foreign country, you see English language signs? I mean, just as one example, right? I mean, that's a very American, you know, it's because of American hegemony. And it's just one example. And it's people cannot see life. A lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people can't see life through anybody else's eyes except their own. That's the only way to explain how somebody could say, yeah, I want to take somebody who was brought here as an infant, and when they turn 18, I want to drop them back in their quote-unquote home country, even though they've never lived there, except when they were born.
Yeah. And it's, well, somebody had explained it once to me, and I thought it was really greatly said. That, and I come from a parent, a two-parent family that never divorced, so I can only try to understand this, that let's say Mexico, for incident, is the birth father, but they've been living with their stepfather all these years, and like you said, just drop them back off to a country they're not even familiar with. It just doesn't make sense.
It's totally inhumane, and the only kind of people who can propose that are people who are either really just nasty at heart or again who don't understand what empathy is. That is the ability to see life through somebody else's eyes other than your own. Thanks for the call.
I know. Thank you so much for doing this and educating people, because you know what, I think it's a lack of education on those who are against this, and they need to really know what they're talking about before they emotionally say that they're against this. I mean, like you said, I think they're being mean-spirited, and really it's a lack of their education that they're against.
That's why the AM 760 Progressive Dojo exists. We want to have it out. Thanks, Janet.
Sure.
917, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open for business, all comers, on the immigration issue. Do you think we should punish the children of undocumented workers by continuing?
Punish kids at all?
Well, I mean, that's right. That's the heart of this question. I mean, using children as a political football in the immigration debate. I mean, that's just immoral. But maybe. But again, the progressive dojo is open. Let's duke it out. We're taking all comers. 303-713-7600. Okay, Turk, give us traffic.
Traffic almost back to speed for us on the highway systems anyway. Do have one crash, Peoria and 38th, two cars involved there. Also seeing some residual traffic westbound 36 between Table Mesa and Baseline. Rest of the drive back in the 50s and 60s. We do have some construction being set up. Basically, you'll see one lane of either direction to Highway 58 open between Washington Ave and McIntyre Street. That's in Golden and Douglas County. Single lane closure eastbound county line between University and Colorado. They got median and sidewalk construction going on there. That's been going on for some time. Also, a single lane closure northbound I-25 between Highways 52 and 119 for striping and shoulder work. Delays are possible up there. Your forecast, partly cloudy, high around 70, slight chance for rain this afternoon. Also, an evening low around 31. Right now, 51 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the movies.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But if you get your credit report from Identity Guard, then you get a veritable double feature of expert telephone support as well as 21st century tools and technologies to help protect your identity. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. Yes, that's right. 20 million is a lot of people. So call Identity Guard today, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Tim Patton is engineering director for Boulder-based Micromotion and a graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
Since I completed the CU Executive MBA program, I've become a more integral part of Micromotion. It's enabled me to see the big picture of the company and make better informed decisions about the direction we're going. My company sponsored me in the CU Executive MBA program. Maybe yours will too.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. 623-1888.
Now you can get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV for just $69.99 a month with free installation. It's the same high-quality service you've come to expect from my company, Liberty Bell, where you're never just a number. This is the lowest price, best bundle we've ever offered. And remember, with Liberty Bell, there are no 200-word disclaimers, no complicated bills, just plain good service at low prices. Liberty Bell, your only true local company, all Colorado-owned and operated. Call 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Hi, 21. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. We're sparring about today about the Senate Bill 170 that would have extended in-state tuition rates to the children of undocumented immigrants. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Keith in Clear Creek. Keith.
Hey, good morning, David.
Morning.
I was thinking I'd like to touch on a couple things, if I may, with regard to the illegal immigrants situation, perhaps. But while I was on hold, I was kind of wondering what your labor background is and your connection to the American worker. I mean, have you done any manual labor in your life, or are you specifically, I mean, you're in your 30s, you're a young writer. I mean, have you ever just had a gig where you had to take a shower after work?
Have I ever had, well, certainly in high school and certainly in college, but I have not worked since college in a job other than in politics and in media.
Well, I think in some ways, David, I think that maybe you and Jay Marvin should maybe hit one of those blue-collar salt-of-the-earth bars after work and find out what the American workers are saying out there.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, there's a difference between doing those jobs and spending lots of time with those people, which I certainly, and I just said those people, spending time with people. I certainly have in reporting my book, in working for I spent untold amounts of time traveling states and blue-collar areas when I worked for Congressman Bernie Sanders, when I worked for Brian Schweitzer up in Montana. We lived up in Montana, which is a blue-collar working-class state if there ever was one. So I think, I don't think your point is on point.
I think it's very much on point. I'm a proud liberal, but I tell you, there are some times when I listen to liberal talk that I just go, you know what? I don't buy into this argument. I mean, you can have dueling banjos queued up for somebody and pretend that this is some closed-minded knuckle dragger. And really, I think, you know, and I'm going to get off the point that I wanted to bring up with regard to illegal immigration. There was a piece on 60 Minutes this past weekend. Did you see it? And it was about Clark County, Nevada, and folks that have cancer, and the health facilities there were no longer treating them with chemotherapy. Some of those folks were actually suffering from terminal cancer, and they were told, we don't have the money. Now, you don't have to be a racist to look at that and go, damn, the thing I cannot figure out is why we come up with the money for those folks who are, and, you know, folks, once again, I'm not painting this broad picture, because I was just as pissed when I heard Walmart hired Europeans, Eastern Europeans, to clean their stores several years back. I am not at all pigeonholing illegal immigrants with our friends south of the border. By the way, people I love and respect and always have. That's where I come from. But I do know that when you're dealing with the salt of the earth, middle class, working stiff out there, you cannot negate the fact that these people may go, why is this? Why is it that these American-born citizens are turned away at the hospital door for treatment for what may be a terminal illness, and down the street, illegal immigrants, no matter where they come from, are given certain advantages?
Keith?
What's wrong with that?
Are you done?
Yeah.
Respectfully, you're crazy. And I say that because if you think that what's going on in this country, if you think that working class folks, working class citizens in the United States, generally, or even specifically, have it way worse than undocumented workers in terms of access to health care, and every single statistic would prove you absolutely dead wrong. You are pushing an absolute fantasy, a fantastical myth created, and frankly, it's created in part by people who want to seize on this debate, who want to be opportunistic about this debate. That what you voiced, you say you're for the working man.
You're damn right
what you,
I am.
No, you're not. You
yes,
don't speak. You don't speak for working. You don't speak for working people's interests. You don't speak for working people's interests when you push a fallacy which is designed by politicians and their corporate benefactors to get the working class of every ethnicity to fight with each other rather than to identify where the real problem is. The real problem in this country of health care for the average working stiff is not that an undocumented immigrant is taking their health care away from them. The real problem for the average working stiff is that the healthcare industry is ripping them off, is that the healthcare industry has bought off politicians so as to not pass any kind of comprehensive healthcare reform. And respectfully, if you think the problem for working Americans on most of their issues, like healthcare, is that an undocumented worker has it better than them, you are friggin' crazy. Thanks for the call. Thanks for coming into the dojo. 928, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. The Progressive Dojo, as you just heard, is open for business. Let's go to Jim in Broomfield. Jim, you're in the Progressive Talk Dojo.
David, amazed by the callers you have calling in today, but I guess I shouldn't be. There's some pretty uneducated people out there, at least you probably won't use this word, but I will, idiots. I mean, I just can't believe some of these people are calling in.
I think there's a lot of gullible people out there. I mean, yeah. And not even just gullible. Look, the other part of this is that, look, when people are economically stressed and they're given a scapegoat, it's scapegoating becomes easier to be convincing when people are under more and more economic stress.
Yeah, and one last thought on that, just people in general, just to kind of bash that around. I love when people tell you what they're not, and they get angry about it when you say they are something. It kind of seems to me like more often than not they probably are what label you might be hanging on them, and just can't accept that, and they live in denial. But, hey, real quick, let's go back to the point here, though. And I do have a question because we were talking about this last night, me and my wife. What is the purpose of the two-tier system anyway? Let me explain what I mean, and I'm probably just going to hang up and let you chat about it if you got time. Is the reason that people that are in-state get a lower tuition is because they've lived here their entire life?
Well, lived here, I think it's 3.5 years. That's the basic requirement.
So here's the thought I threw out last night when we were chatting about this. So, for example, I have a buddy from California. His daughter is coming to school here. Of course, she pays out-of-state tuition, and I guess you would say, okay, well, she's going to go back to California. She's going to take that education that she received here, but she's not going to benefit this state by staying here. She's going to go back to California or somewhere else and benefit that state versus you know, if you're going to stay here and we educate you, that's going to add a value to this, to Colorado. Maybe you shouldn't pay an out-of-state tuition. You know what I'm getting at? I mean, it's kind of a hard, it's a different way of looking at, you know, what would justify a difference. A different pay.
That's right. What you're saying is that in-state tuition, one of the benefits of a lower in-state tuition rate is to incentivize people to stay here.
Exactly.
And that benefits us, and that I would go one step further. That people who a lot of people who are already here probably want to stay here and are going to stay here, especially
exactly.
if you educationally punish them. If you punish them, they're gonna have no opportunities. They're probably gonna stay here, and that was Chris Romer's point. Why do you want to take a population that's already here and make it harder for them to be more productive citizens with upward mobility? That helps the whole state. What you've heard is the Neanderthal callers who come into the Progressive Dojo here. What they are basically saying, if they're not being outright racist, and again, not everybody who opposes this bill is a racist, but what you also hear is this zero-sum game. If the if the child of an undocumented worker does better, it's bad for me. And that's not the way education works. Education is one of those areas where the more educated the population in general, the better everybody does. Jim, thanks for the call.
I agree. Thanks, David.
9:32, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Let's go to David and Berthoud. You're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
You know, Steve was a real breath of foul air this morning, and I'm appalled at some of these calls. I have been a teacher in public schools and college, currently in college now, for almost 30 years. Simultaneous to all of that employment, I have always worked a blue-collar job to supplement my family's income. I've been a laborer, I've been a carpenter, I've been an electrician, and I am today still. And so, you know what, this idea that you have to mix with the blue-collar masses to understand this crazy concept of what I think they're calling a social triage, where, you know, certain people get help and other people are just left to die, is nuts. It's just nuts. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention was this. A lot of these folks who are calling in and are bitching and moaning about, you know, paying for somebody else's education, excuse me, this state and many, many people have been denying our own citizens, our own native-born citizens, white people, black people, every color of people. They have voted down every damn bond amendment they've ever been able to vote on. They don't support education inherently.
Well, that's true, and that's a really, really good point. And what you're saying is, I think, is that some of the opposition to this bill is just simply an opposition to our education system as a whole. The rights has done this. They've tried to defund education, and some of the opposition has just let the less education available, according to a lot of people on the right, the better. And I think you see the selfishness, right? The selfishness.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to subsidize. That's what's being said, not me. But what's being said is I don't want to subsidize anybody else. It's me versus the rest of the world, everybody for themselves. And you see where that's gotten us in our economy? That's the exact attitude on Wall Street. Greed is good. Screw everybody else. And you see where that's gotten the country. And that debate is playing out right in this immigration debate right here. It's this boiling, stewing mix of racial politics, of self-interest, of selfishness to stir up this nasty, nasty opposition. Hey, thanks for the call. 9:34, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We are duking it out over Senate Bill 170, which went down yesterday in the Senate to allow the children of undocumented workers access to in-state tuition rates. We had Morgan Carroll on, state senator, one of the five Democrats to vote against this bill. And we've continued our fighting over this bill from yesterday. So bring it on. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Hey, you've been called a little rush from the left.
Nice.
via instant message. Hey, everybody, send us instant messages at am760.net.
Right. You can email me, ds@davidsirota.com, Twitter, www.twitter.com/davidsirota.
You'll like this one, Dave.
Go for it.
I see that David Little Rush from the left, Sirota's back. His ad hominem attacks upon callers does a wonderful job. We on the left have a perception problem with working-class Americans. We are seen as elitist and contemptuous of them. David is doing a wonderful job of fostering this image. He is setting back our program immensely.
Interesting. Interesting.
This is James, an attorney here in town.
The attorney calling me an elitist. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, man.
Irony can be pretty ironic sometimes.
You know, man. So funny. I mean, all of my politics are populist in nature. And so what you're hearing is that somehow you're an elitist if you don't join in the racial and class resentment that some people, not everybody. I would say this. The people who are being elitist are the people who assume that blue-collar America are all stupid racists. That's elitist. I think there's a lot of blue-collar people out there who listen to this show in this state who don't want to continue an educational segregationist system. How about that? Bring it into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. First, let's go to traffic.
Well, I wish there was something to talk about, but there's not. It looks like our morning commute's wrapped up, put a bow on it. Speeds in the 50s and 60s heading around the metro on 225 in Aurora. No problems between 70 and 25. Trip up and down 25 in and out of downtown, also back to normal speeds. Also loosened up on the turnpike for westbounders there around baseline. So we are back to normal. Nothing really to tell you about. I wish I could, but I guess I'm not going to. Your forecast, though, mostly sunny and light winds, possible isolated rain showers this afternoon. We could get up to 70 degrees today. Right now, downtown, checking in at 55. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more when you shop at King Soopers. They've just lowered prices on dozens of the fruits and vegetables you buy most. You'll save more on potatoes, bagged salads, carrots, oranges, and dozens more. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
At John Deere, we don't just build tractors. We build our reputation every day. Whether it's a Gator utility vehicle, an EasyTrac zero-turn mower, or one of our new 3E-series tractors, it's built the best way we know how. That's why they're smart investments, especially now during deer season with great financing at your John Deere dealer. Now more than ever, nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Colorado Equipment in Fort Collins, Greeley, and Holly.
Unique opportunity to help the recession work for you. Join One Global Village for a powerful seminar Thursday, April 9th at 7 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Tech Center. They're seeking individuals to conduct seminars around the country to build a consumer network. The One Global Village team are highly qualified professionals that work with you to ensure your success and economic freedom. That's Thursday, April 9th at 7 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Tech Center. They'll show you how you can beat the recession and thrive in this economy. Register at 303-281-9746, 303-281-9746, or go to OneGlobalSeminar.com. That's OneGlobalSeminar.com. One Global Village is a proud independent member of Agile Enterprises.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. And they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I've bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Did you know that virtually all replacement windows are tested and rated for energy efficiency before they are offered for sale to the public? Colorado Window Store strongly urges consumers to beware of other companies out there that are misleading you to think you're getting something of value almost given to you. Hi, this is Leo from Colorado Window Source. My partners, Kurt, Scott, and I offer true pricing. Our best price, the first time, all the time. No gimmicks, no false discounts, no pressure. Colorado Window Source is your premier provider for replacement windows, siding, patio, and entry doors. By the way, the government is giving money away. Take advantage of the stimulus plan tax credit, and we will match your credit up to the maximum of $1,500. Call out the Colorado Window Source, stimulate and maximize your savings program. We have the best pricing, great referrals, Gold Star No Complaints Award from the BBB, proud member of Tom Martino's referral list, and our service is backed by our exclusive true warranty. So give us a call at 720-200-2700 or click on ColoradoWindowSource.com or stop by our showroom on the southwest corner of County Line and Quebec in Highlands Ranch.
Would you like to pay off your consumer debt in months and your mortgage in a fraction of the time? To learn how, listen to Go Debt Free Go Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk or register right now for your free financial freedom workshop at GoDebtFreeGo.com.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One note before we get back to the Progressive Dojo here. In the news, you probably heard if you've been listening to the station at the top of the hour. The great-grandson of former Denver Mayor Ben Stapleton announced Tuesday he's seeking the Republican nomination for state treasurer. Walker Stapleton said he would use his business background to fight for policies that would jumpstart Colorado's economy. Stapleton is a Republican. Not reported in this story. It's a note from an earlier Washington Post story. On Friday, this is from 2006, I'm reading from the Washington Post. On Friday, the Bush family marked the death of Grace Walker, the aunt by marriage of former President George H.W. Bush. On Saturday, they celebrated the wedding of her grandson, Walker Stapleton. And on Sunday, they'll christen the new daughter of Walker Stapleton's sister, Wendy. Stapleton, 29, a real estate businessman in Colorado, is the son of the former president's first cousin and her husband, Craig Stapleton, who was a partner of the current president when they owned the Texas Rangers and is now ambassador to France. So we have a member of the Bush clan, direct member of the Bush clan, declaring for office here in Colorado. Yes, it can happen here. Okay, let's reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Let's go back to the phones. We're sparring it out over the Senate Bill 170, tuition equity. Here we go. Let's go to Andrea. Andrea in Denver.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Okay.
Listen, I really liked where you were starting to go a little bit earlier about, you know, the whole, you know, tie into workers and that sort of thing like that. Because, you know, I think as progressives and I think working people also have really had their eye taken off the ball. I think that there's, within the core of each person, there's a tendency, you know, toward a little bigotry, that sort of thing like that. I think that's probably a natural human state. But the people in power want us to think that this is about race and this is about those Mexicans and things like that, when really what this is about is a systemic breakdown of the rights of workers in this country. You know, it's not by accident that it's a lot easier to work and get into the United States. And I think it's fair to say that other countries have, you know, really tight work permit rules and immigration rules and things like that. So when you've got agribusiness in the mix, when you've got meatpacking industry in the mix, and, you know, these big corporations that, you know, somehow get tied to the right-wingers and the people in power, then it's in their best interest to make sure that that our immigration officials look the other way, you know, and let people come in so that the natural human inclination to look at the other person and use the other person as a scapegoat, then develops.
Right, so it's divide and conquer. And
that's exactly
what it is. It's look, if the Wall Street crisis should have taught us anything, it's that the real problem in this country are a bunch of very relatively small number of elites in financial centers who have rigged the game for regular workers. And that's the real problem in this country. And we see it, you can see it every day now in the headlines. And the way to take our eye off that ball is to get different sectors of the rest of us, the working class, the middle class, to get different sectors, different pockets of the rest of us to fight with each other, to get American workers to think the problem is Mexican workers, to get Latinos to think the
off the table,
to get Latinos, you know, right, exactly, to get Latinos to think the problem is non-Latino workers, right? I mean, to get us all to fight with each other, because when we do that, then the people in power, the people who've created all these problems, the people who are profiting from all these problems, they get to continue profiting. That's
right.
What it's all about. And so, and I want to be really clear. I just don't subscribe to the idea, and I think it's an elitist. I think it's bigoted. I think it's stereotyping for people to say, well, all of blue-collar America doesn't like immigrants. And if you, David Sirota, or anybody else, all you liberals, just spent more time, you're out of touch with blue-collar America. I'm sorry. I think it's
right.
Elitist and stereotypical to say to imply that, A, that blue-collar America is some sort of monolith, and B, that blue-collar America is totally racist. I just don't believe that. I don't believe that from my reporting.
Right. The other factor here, too, is that we have an educational system that's broken, and we know that when people have education, their tendency towards racism tends to dissipate. You know, so there's a contract job out on working America. They want to divide us. They want to keep us dumb. They want to, you know, and the reason why we don't protest, workers don't protest like they do in France and the other countries in Europe, is because of this, because they have us scared. They have us fighting for the scraps of the table, and we have completely taken our eye off the ball.
Fighting with each other.
That's right.
At the scraps of the table. You're so right. Andrea, thanks for the call.
You bet. Bye-bye.
947, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Let's go to Kevin in Longmont. Kevin.
Hey, David, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I just had a quick question about the bill that you guys are talking about. I've been hearing this a lot on different stations between you and, like, 600. But for this law that was passed... or that wasn't passed. What is, if you're an illegal undocumented worker, are the children, if they're documented, is that what this is about, or undocumented children?
If the child is brought here as an infant, as an example.
Okay. So not if the child was born here.
If the child was born here, as I understand it, they are a citizen or they have citizenship rights.
Correct.
Even if they were born here, you know, by a mother who's undocumented. If they are brought here, by an undocumented worker, they were already born, and they're brought here. They are undocumented. Now,
right.
So in other words, we have an education system that basically says to undocumented workers, it depends on where you were. You literally came out of the womb. That, I mean, it's so ridiculous when you think about it that way, right? Like if your mother was on the on the southern side of the border, and you were born there. On one day, but if you were another person's mother was born on right on the other side of the border and she was undocumented too, she was born on the other side of the border, you're treated an entirely different way. It is so ridiculous. It is so unbelievable.
So my whole thing was I listened to all these radio stations, and this has been going on for a couple of weeks now, you know, while it's been in the works. And you know, my father's a blue collar worker, and I went to school, I went to college, got my degree and everything, and I did that all through, you know, student loans and stuff like that. And I think what a lot of blue-collar people think that I've you know, heard on the phone from different radio stations is I think that they're uneducated in the fact that they don't know where to look to go to school. So when they don't have the opportunity to go to school because they haven't, you know, really exhausted all their opportunities, you know, looking for these loans and different ways to go to school, they feel that they're paying for other people's, you know, kids, undocumented people, to go to school. And I'm not trying to classify. I know you guys have been talking
about classifying. Right. But I'm saying there's a lot of misinformation out there. And it's not, I don't even think it's the people are stupid. Look, people are working two jobs, they're working three jobs, they don't got a lot of time to tune into this. And there's a very, very vocal and in many cases opportunistic and racist opposition that throws out there these canards. Oh, they're going to take your spot in the school. Oh, it's going to cost the state a lot of money. And so it's not that the people who hear that and believe it are stupid. It's that they got other priorities in their life, and they've been given by a very loud noise machine a seemingly logical canard. It is, but most of them, and that's the key, most of these storylines are false. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
951, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, the Progressive Dojo. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is still open for another couple of minutes. So if you're on the line, hold on. We'll try to get to as many calls and as many sparring sessions as possible.
Hey, Dave, you know how I mentioned, I read that email last time before we went to break.
Yeah.
From the attorney, James.
Right.
And now I guess I took a very cute, listen, I've been an active member of the progressive movement for 45 years. And just not a talker, but a doer. I spent 15 years as a union labor lawyer making a quarter of what my cohorts made. I provided free representation to conscientious objectors during the Vietnam War. I've organized and provided legal representation to employee-owned businesses. I could go on, but what difference would it make? He says we took another cheap shot.
Well, who's taking a cheap shot? I mean, somebody calling me. Who's taking a cheap shot? Somebody calling me an elitist for taking a position that I think, you know, that I really believe in. I don't think it's elitist to think that. And I think it's elitist to say that blue-collar America is one giant monolith and one giant ignorant monolith. Blue-collar America is not that. Maybe I'm just more optimistic. I just don't think it is.
Right.
And I don't think it is from actually reporting on it. I've been in the trenches reporting on a lot of these stories and a lot of these issues. You can go read my book. It's called The Uprising. 22,000 miles of travel to do reporting on that book. It's all in there. All right, let's get a traffic update.
All right, you got it. Just a late crash. It's on the surface streets, though, 50th and Sheridan. Pretty busy intersection, though, up there in Denver. So do expect some small delays on the highways in town. Back in normal speeds, 50s and 60s on 225, I-70, I-25, and on the turnpike. And even in the south end, C-470, all looking really good. Shouldn't be any delays out there. Your forecast? Partly cloudy, high of 70, slight chance of rain this afternoon. Evening low of 31, right now 56 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
April is National Car Care Month, so take care of the one that takes care of you, your car. Go to Advanced Auto Parts and get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and Fram Extra Guard oil filter for $14.99. Whatever you're working on, Advanced Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream sweepstakes. During April Open House Month, one winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds only depend on number of entries. That's May 16th. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
If you're ready to take action, visit SLO, the Sustainable Living Online Expo, sponsored by Chevrolet's Fuel Solutions Division and AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You can join the Boulder Valley Credit Union and be a part of the only eco-conscious banking alternative in Colorado and receive better rates on eco-auto and eco-home improvement loans. BVCU was recently voted the best financial institution in Boulder County. So check out their SLO online booth on am760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Hi, it's Frank with the Coffee Minute. Today in the grocery store looking for remarkable decaf. Hey, could you help me find coffee decaffeinated using Swiss water process?
I'll try. And let's see, there's Nicaraguan, there's Tanzanian. That's a little closer to Switzerland.
No, it's not from Switzerland. It's decaffeinated using Swiss water process.
Oh, I thought all decaf was the same.
Oh, that's like saying all women are the same. And I've been assured that is not true. Odds are those are decaffeinated using methylene chloride or ethyl acetate. But Swiss water process uses pure water to remove the caffeine, retaining the full flavor of the bean. Oh, jeez, it's right here. See, it's got the Swiss water seal.
Hey, I gotta go and get back to work.
What, you don't work here?
Actually, at the sushi restaurant next door. See ya.
I thought I smelled wasabi.
Swiss water decaffeination process for decaf coffee without compromise. Look for Dasbog Coffee Company Decaf with a Swiss water seal.
Worried about losing your home? Is your bank threatening to foreclose? Well, there's hope. Operation Hope, America's leading financial literacy and empowerment nonprofit. If you're facing mortgage payment challenges, we just may be able to help. Get free, reliable information and guidance by calling the Operation Hope Mortgage Hotline at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673. Look, don't lose your home just because you didn't pick up the phone. Make that call today or visit us at OperationHope.org.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Hi, 56. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 43 degrees in Denver, going up to 67. Okay. Back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you've been holding the longest. What's up?
Hey, David. I was just calling to say that I don't think this bill goes far enough. People need to get on board and realize that no matter how many fences, walls, trenches we dig, we're not going to keep people out of this country. What we need to do is stop trying to keep people out and force our corporations to actually pay people legal wages and competitive wages and benefits and things like that. And I'll tell you what, if they have to pay a Mexican immigrant the same that they have to pay an American, they may just pick the American because he can already speak English.
I'm so glad you mentioned this point, and it's such an important point here, which is that the reason a company employs an undocumented worker, puts themselves potentially at legal risk by employing an undocumented worker, 99% of the time is because the worker will take a lower wage. The worker cannot legally demand a higher wage. That worker has no minimum wage protections by virtue of being undocumented. This is the other side of the coin here. The problem, that's the system that corporate forces want to keep in place. They want to keep in place this ridiculous immigration system. And what we need to do is, I think, we need to raise immigration levels, legal immigration levels, and make sure that as many people as possible who come into this country come in a documented fashion so that we don't have this two-tiered race to the bottom. And that's what happened in our state with this bill. We perpetuated this two-tiered segregationist system. Thanks for the call, man. That's it. That's the end of the show. I'm David Sirota, having filled in for Jay Marvin. I'll be here tomorrow and the rest of the week. Come back tomorrow.
It's Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino in Black Hawk. We're roaming the casino to find out what people have to say about the Lodge. So, Mary, tell me about the winning.
I win more here than I do in Vegas. Last week, $4,000.
Amazing. Okay, Helen and Linda, how's the winning coming? Can you win here?
Yes, I have won. Yes, I will continue to win here.
I'm winning
here.
Now.
Okay, I'll get out of the way. Let you get back to having fun.
Lodge Casino.
Everybody loves their car until something goes wrong, right? Well, listen up. April is National Car Care Month. Now, I'm not asking you to buy your car flowers or take it out for dinner. Just treat it right with an oil change special at Advance Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil.